Did they tell you the news?
What news?
We finished 4 rules yesterday.
I heard it, but I didn't regard that as a news.
Study the rule about money. This is Nisargya Paticca number
18.
Now this rule is connected also with Nisargya Paticca number 10. About how the monk should deal with a person who offers money to him to buy a rope. But here it's not about rope, about the monk taking the money by himself, or telling somebody else to take it, or consenting to the monk who the daika offers it. So,
然后这个，但是第十条线，第十条线，它主要讲的就是那个，比库和那个拿钱的信任之间的关系。然后那条线是特别讲那个意资，然后但是这条线，但十八条这条线，它是主要讲这个比库的直接接受权，或者是同意别人把钱放在他的净土。Okay,
now somebody is to read the story, no? We go to the Vinaya Pitaka.
Or, 此一钱为我留存乎，然为大德留存之。贤者，其一钱当于我。于是，居士长老乌巴难达是以钱而积贤非难。恰如我等持金钱，彼等沙门世子亦如此受持金钱。诸比库。 闻居士之非难，诸比库中少欲者非难，何以长老乌巴难达是欲受持金钱耶？如是，诸比库以此事白世尊。乌巴难达。 五十受持金钱耶，实然是真。佛世尊喝则，愚人何以汝欲受持金钱耶？愚人，此非令汝信者生信，乃至诸比库，汝当如此诵此学处。任何比库，自捉持金银及钱等，或命捉之，或受其留置者，一下吉祥八吉祥。嗯，
so all right here, the bad monk is the Upananda, Sakyaputta. Okay.
那这次犯罪就坏比库呢，他是那个日本的坏比库，然后他是那个释迦族。
So now he is not only greedy for robes, he is greedy for money also.
这个日本的那个他不仅贪求利益，贪求金钱。
So then, therefore, from this story we can learn. That one information is about that portion of meat,
mm-hmm.
portion of meat that layman wanted to offer.
Mm-hmm.
It was one kahapana, the price of one kahapana.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So this we can learn. Because we, I'm telling this because this is connected with Parajika number 2.
Mm-hmm.
How much is a kahapana?
Mm-hmm.
Now from here you can somehow, we have some information
mm-hmm.
that actually just a portion of meat costs mm-hmm. 1 kahapana.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Mm-hmm.
And then one pada, it is 1/4 of a kahapana.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Mm-hmm.
Then we want to highlight this point, and all right, we get it.
然后这从这里边，我们可以得到一个信息，就是说这个居士呢，他想供养这乌巴那那尊者，这些肉呢，值的是一钱。然后呢，我们之前讲第二卡巴拉那个讲第二卡巴拉金刚的时候讲过，他那个第二卡巴拉金刚要成为巴拉金刚罪的话，他那个价值应该是满足一巴陀。然后一巴陀是一钱的四分之一，然后对，在这样这个地方给大家告诉这个信息，就是让大家对这个一钱价值是多少有心里面有个概念，就是一个巴陀价值是多少，心里面可以有个概念。
Now usually, it says that it seems that Brahmananda went in the morning, in the morning of that family, okay, that is for breakfast. It looks like a breakfast. So now usually people for breakfast they don't put a lot on the table. They put just half of what they put for dinner. So then, and if they put meat, that meat can be, I don't know, 50 grams like that, I don't know how much.
Mm-hmm.
100 grams like that.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, if it 100 grams of meat costs about 1 kahapana, about 25 grams of meat should cost 1 pada. Therefore, 1 pada, it is 25 grams of meat.
You didn't say which kind of meat, no?
Huh?
You didn't say which kind of meat, pork or something?
So then, I don't know.
Okay.
It doesn't say. Maybe
okay.
chicken, I don't know.
Okay.
But it seems that it should be something from... it doesn't say.
Okay.
So then, but it should be something which is available in the market.
Okay.
That's cool. It usually goes pig. Pig was the most common.
Okay.
Pork was the most common.
In India?
Yes, in India, because we have people who are called professional killers of pigs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was one butcher,
mm-hmm.
He was just outside the Samadhi, the monastic Samadhi. He was killing for 50 years. 50 years, pigs every day and so on. And then after when he died and born in hell. There was one Dhammapada Swami. Just close to the monastery of Samadhi. And it, they, the story tells exactly how they, he was used to kill the pigs. So therefore, from this it looks that pork was common part of the Indian diet.
然后从这个故事来看，就是说那个他这个乌班纳达僧人，他可能早晨去那个师傅家，也就是说他去收供养，应该吃的是早饭。然后呢，一般来说早饭人他那个饭菜量呢，可能只有午饭的一半左右。 也就是说，照他自己估计一下，就是说他这个这个这个的话，如果是给的供养肉的话，大概那个肉可能就50克到100克左右。如果按100克算的话，那么1000能买到100克肉的话，那么一个八一八坨大概能买25克的肉，
25块肉。
25克肉。八坨东西是。
按照刚才这个计算方法的话，就是说，但只是推测，因为就是说，他那个一顿肉到底是多少？就我们假设那个早饭肉是100克的话，早饭一般来说100克肉也就够了。就是说，假设早饭是100克肉的话，然后这100克肉值的是1000，1000等于4个8坨。1000等于4个8坨，超过一个8坨是8几个？
对对对，1000等于4个8坨，也就是这个情况下，那个一8坨应该等于，大约等于25克肉。然后我刚才问张老师，就是这肉是什么肉？ 我想说，在印度可能比较普遍的是那个猪肉，他说这正确是这样，他说在那法华经故事里边，我他说一般来说，就是我问了为什么，他说在法华经里边有个故事，他说那个当时在舍卫城有个寺庙，是舍卫城有个寺庙，然后寺庙外面住着住着一个屠夫，然后这个屠夫就在寺庙外面杀猪，杀了整整50年，然后那个死了之后堕落到地狱里，然后当时在那个故事里边还记载这个屠夫怎么杀猪的细节。 然后他，你看他这就是说，是一个屠夫能杀出50年的话，说明猪肉还是在印度还是比较常见的食物。
You tell about pork also. Pork.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. It can be pork. It can. Be, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But just 25 grams of meat.
Mm-hmm.
If one steals 25 grams of meat,
mm-hmm.
it is one pada. Becomes parajika. So, but as I told, now the price of kahapana also changes. Okay, like every country, the price of the monetary unit changes. Sometimes it can be also maybe 10 grams of meat, can be on pada, you never know. So, therefore, it's very tricky. Tricky with how to fall into parajika. Therefore now you avoid to steal anything. Don't even think to steal anything. Okay? Whenever you want to take, just ask. Ask permission and take. After, don't regret. Okay?
他说那个什么，他说这样，当然，但是啊，这个以前的价值呢，可能但也不随时间发生变化，就按任何一个国家货币单位这样，货币单位一样，就是他那个他总是货币会升值，购买了一个升值，然后或者说那个货币购买力会贬值，他说有的时候可能那个时候一个巴坨那个值25克肉，可能后来某个时候一个巴坨只值10克肉，这都是有可能的。 所以说，就是说那个，那如果是10克肉的话，那也就是说你那个巴拉金刚那块就降低了。所以说，所以说那个，所以说能不能犯第二条巴拉金刚，这是一个很复杂很不好说的事情。所以说那个，所以说大家为了避免那个避免犯第二条巴拉金刚，就是把就是一定不要有任何偷东西的念头。就是说，如果想拿什么东西之前，一定要先求的许可。So
now asking permission before you take something is a good behavior. Good manners. Even if you go to the parents' house, your parents' house, mother and father house, and yes, God, if you want to take something from the table, if you want to take something from the kitchen, if you want to take something from the living room, better ask your mother, better ask your father. It is good policy. Not because you want to steal it, because sometimes even mother and father get offended. Okay, they don't like They don't like to touch, for you to touch these things, the other things, mm. without permission. Mm. It's a good policy. Just ask, can I take this? Can I do that? So.
他说拿别人东西是一件好的行为习惯，他说就是即使以后就是去父母的家里边，然后拿父母家里边桌子上的东西，厨房里边的东西，客房里边的东西，最好也是跟那个跟父母是以求个许可，这个在这种情况下求许可，不是说你去偷父母什么东西，而是说如果说你不经过父母许可就拿父母东西，他们也很会被你给冒犯，因为他们可能也不喜欢你没有他们许可随便拿他们东西。
Except if the mother tells you take everything that you like from the kitchen, everything is yours.
除非你妈跟你说那个厨房里什么东西你只要喜欢就拿，那这种情况下你可以随便拿。
Therefore, you can take only things which I call no need to be offered, like spoons. Dishes and so forth, plates you can take. But are things you want to offer to eat, you get it offered in your hands, no?
但即使在这种厨房这种情况下，那比方说你拿着这种不需要手术的东西，比方说你是拿个勺子、拿个盘、拿个碗的话，就这种你可以随便的。但是如果是那个厨房里边你想拿食物的话，还是找人手术一点。
那我进门之前可不可以借另外？
你借谁手机？
借那个厨房。
厨房？
So
he's asking that if he wants to take a torch from the kitchen, is it possible to take without permission for example one night something?
You can take actually, it's not a problem if you have the intention to return it to put it back.
Yeah.
But I mean now I'm telling this because these are sensitive matters.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see that the mothers put the torch somewhere for her to use.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in a place.
Mm-hmm.
And then the son comes and takes it. And then the mother search for the torch. Where is my torch?
Mm-hmm.
And then she will go and, if she finds out that the son took it, mm-hmm. maybe will make remarks. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's better to take, take permission before you take it.
Mm-hmm.
Easily.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is easily to bring up a fight.
Mm-hmm.
About such things. Misunderstanding can come up.
他说你像你这种情况肯定是他属于暂借的东西，肯定是不犯戒的。那长老跟你说这个问题，他并不是说他是你是犯戒不犯戒，只是说这个问题是个很敏感的问题。就是说，比方说你那个你妈是把手电放在那地方，他就是就想给自己用的。然后可能你把这东西你把这手电拿走，或者你到时候找不着手电，然后到时候找你，就到时候找到自己手电，然后最后发现手电被你拿走了，然后到时候就很骂你。 然后所以说，不管什么，因为如果男东西能够取得别人许可的话，就先取得别人许可是最好的，因为不然的话就会引起很多政治的误会。
So this is not I'm telling you these instances not regarding stealing, regarding to avoid conflict with even with one's own parents, let alone with if we go to a house of a stranger, daika. If he die can watch in the house, don't take things, especially now for your parents, you should behave in good behavior. It's good behavior. Not you are going to find parajika, but I tell you good examples of good behavior. So this is how in your parents' house, let alone if you go to a daika's house, or if you go to a monastery, for example, another monastery. You can ask the monks also, can I take this, can I take that? So it is a good manner. Otherwise, misunderstandings can come up.
他说，张老跟大家讲这些，就不是说大家或者不是说因为大家在那个父母家里边会去偷东西，因为那种情况一般也都是亲后小，其实也不存在那个偷东西的问题。然后说这种情况就是让大家自己在父母。 父母面前养成好的行为习惯，而这样的话才不容易产生冲突。然后就跟在父母面前，如果那个养成好的行为习惯，那就更不用说在，比方说以后去陌生人家里，或者说去施主家里，或者说去其他寺庙，那如果你在父母面前有好的行为习惯，去这些地方也能养成好的行为习惯，否则的话会引起很多误会。
Okay, another point we can learn from this rule, from the story, it is the reaction of this layman, okay, of this diver. He tells the way we receive money, these samanas also receive money. So he's starting Ujjayati means criticizing.
Yes.
Criticizing it. Okay? So therefore now he thought we lay people, we receive money. These samanas who are supposed to have renounced, they also receive money. What is this? He thought. He got upset because he said this cannot be samanas. This is the perception that man got. Okay? This is how people perceive samanas who use money. You think, what is the difference between me as a layman and this samana who has renounced the world? How can that be? Immediately they criticize. And they will tell the neighbors. He went and tell the neighbors. So therefore, see how people react if they see monks using money. Immediately they understand. This cannot be for samanas. This is not compatible with monks. How monks can use money? Immediately he reacted. Okay?
另外一点呢，大家就是从这儿解释，就是看就是吃吃知道这个乌巴那达怎么吃钱以后，这个技术的一个反应。然后这个就是呢，当时他就说这个，恰如我们这个句式跟这个吃食受持金钱，受持金钱一样。然后这些上面事情，他们也如此受持金钱。然后呢，他们心里边就想，就是说这些上面事情，他们本来他是以那个出离为目标，那个出离为目的而那个出家的。然后看到现在竟然受持，将在家人也受持金钱。 然后他们也觉得非常失望，这种就是说这个乌巴那达这种行为给他们留下一个失望的印象。他们会想，就是说这些出家人和在家人的不同到底在哪里？然后他们就会这样批评，这样批评之后呢，他们自己批评还不够，他们会告诉自己的邻居。所以说我们就知道，这个受持金钱，如果被具士知道，会有这样的结果。Okay,
another point we can learn from the story it is about the usage of two terms. One term is kahapana, how that layman used the word kahapana. He told, I want to bring you this kahapana meat. He used the word kahapana. But when the monk, the Upananda, asked for that kahapana, then that layman started protesting, telling how these samanas can accept rupiah. Okay? He changed his words now. First it was kahapana, now he says rupiah. Why he did like that? I will explain.
然后大家要注意，他就是那个，这个经文别里边这个故事中，它出现两个词，一个是那个钱。 就是说，这个钱这个词呢，在巴利语是卡卡的，然后这个词，他是那个在巴里边用这个词，他说，我打算用这一钱给这个尊者买肉，然后但是后面呢，就是说他那个当时这个乌巴那达尊者说，这一钱应该给我的时候，那个这个居士开始非难他，非难他说他用另外一个词，恰如我等吃金钱。 然后金钱这个词呢，他用这个rupee，然后这张文斌跟大家解释这两个词之间的区别。Okay,
now kahapana it is just a coin, a coin. But rupee has a more broad meaning, which can take the meaning of any kind of money, any any type of money. Any type. Okay? Therefore now, kahapana is specific meaning, more narrow meaning, which is about the coin. And rupee has more broad meaning, which can include any type of money. That is the difference.
然后这个地方，这个以前它这个意思实际上是指一个硬币，它是指一个硬币。然后金钱这个词呢，在巴利语它是包含任何货币。 前者的概念它分的它指代的范围比较狭窄，然后近前者的概念指代范围比较广，大家要知道这中间的区别。
Okay, now rupee, it is the monetary unit which is used in India today. Now here the India rupee. We have the Sri Lankan rupee also here in South countries. We have the Malaysian rupee. Oh no, excuse me.
Malaysia is not rupee.
There is another country who use rupee? Some other. Nepalese, maybe.
No.
尼
泊尔，尼泊尔是
尼泊尔和印度。
啊，印尼是盾吗？
啊，
印尼是不是盾？不是，
印尼是
卢比。
啊，你们在这讨论这个印尼方面。
啊，你在印度尼西亚。
啊，印度尼西亚啊，也那是卢比，是吧？
嗯。
So they use rupee. This comes from the Pali rupee. The same. Okay.
因为 Sri Lanka they have the word rupiah, they say rupiah or something. So in Sinhalese, they say rupiah.
Rupiah, yeah, something like that. It depends on the... In English they say rupee. But the local, they have rupiah. Rupiah, they tell like that. So in India also, I don't know, they don't tell rupees. They tell some rupee, they tell rupee, but I don't know how to pronounce. Some rupiah, something like that, I don't know.
Okay.
It's not the, like the English pronunciation.
Oh.
So for now, you can see that the way the rupee is used today, it is just a coin. That means rupees, but it can mean also, what's called, any amount of money. So in the same way now, rupee, in that in the Buddha's time, used like that. And we can find this word rupee, rupee, from the monk,Fonsum in Sankhya Pachitya, okay, and he has to forfeit the money, he has to use Idam me bande, ahang bande rupiam padikahes. He has to tell bande to the Sangha that I accepted rupiah. So therefore, he confesses, he makes a confession, he has to make forfeiture. In Sankhya, he used the word rupiah.
然后在那个这张老师跟大家说，就是他犯了那个这个比库呢，他如果说那个犯了今天这件事舍得之后，他那个他去找人把这个钱舍掉的时候，他那个他在舍的时候说的那个巴利文里边，他也说的是我舟取金钱，然后这个金钱也是同一个词，就是那个 rupee。
Now, if we come to the rule, when the Buddha let down the rule, he did not use kahapana.He did not use rupiah, he used jata rupa rajat. Okay? So therefore now, these terms are interrelated, and we'll understand why the Buddha used jata rupa rajat. And why he did not use rupee, why he did not use kahapa. Because jata rupa rajat is more broad meaning. It can cover everything.
Okay?他说这个，然后但是大家注意，就是说佛教在治这条戒的时候，他用的不是那个他用的是他那个他用的他用的词，既不是刚才那个钱那个词，也不是金钱这个词，而他用的是另一个词，就扎特如何扎扎扎特如何扎扎，这个词就是也就是那个沙弥世界里边那个最后两条戒用那个词，然后这个词比前面说这两个词意思还要更广，就是因为它意思还要更广，所以说。佛在这个地方他用了这个词。
Okay, now we're going to first understand what the Buddha means with jata rupa rajata. Okay, what means to receive jata rupa rajata and how to receive it. First, the term jata rupa rajata has to be explained.
所以说这个在这二界里边首先我们要理解这个金银这个词，就是加特如何来展开这个词，然后其次我们要理解什么叫捉取，
Jatarupan, it says Satuvanu Vuchati. Satuvanu is the color of the
gold.
Gold color. Mm. Okay. Can be gold. But here according to the Kankavitarani, it can be gold, it can be rupee also. Money. Okay? In Kankavitarani it's called Suvananche, rupee. So then, it is gold color, okay. Jatarupa, right. There are two words, okay. Jatarupa, it is,
gold and silver.
Yes, gold, okay. And, Rajata, it is rupiah, money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then, but, anyway, we will follow now the Vinaya Pitaka.
Mm-hmm.
We can explain Jatarupa is gold, can be gold.
Not silver. Silver is not included.
Rajat is silver. Rajat is silver, literal meaning. But here, the Buddha gives more broad meaning.
Okay, so Jatarupa means gold, and Rajat means silver.
Yeah,
okay.
Silver,
okay.
Literal meaning. These are the literal meanings.
Okay.
But the Buddha gives more broad meaning.
Okay. Okay. 但是佛在这个地方用金银这个词，它不仅仅是字面的意思，它又比这个更广啊，也不仅仅是金和银这两样东西。Okay,
now here under Rajata, many things come up. One is kahapana, which is a coin kahapana, and this lohamasaka, any metal, metal coin, okay, which can be for bronze of. Any other metals, which is not silver, okay, which is not gold, can be bronze. Dharumasaka, it can be a coin made of wood, okay. Jatumasaka can be a coin made of wax, or what is it? Jatu, it is resin.
Resin
who dries up. And then the last, which is called Yevoharaknachati, whatever it's called, is used as a currency. Is used as a currency. Okay? So, that means any medium of monetary exchange. This is, now, the last definition, it is which covers everything. Okay, now, examples are given for already, no? Kahapano, loha, masuk, and so on. But now, the last, yevoharangachani, whatever comes under currency, that is, includes everything. And we will understand, we will analyze the last one also. What means whatever comes under currency. Okay, you explain first.
然后像这个地方经营呢，他就他认为的，就是让一户多多这样，他不仅包括货币，也包括铜钱，实际上这样，这样，这样，这个地方铜钱市值就是除了金银之外，所有的基础钱。 就是这个地方所说的铜钱，然后包括木钱，也包括焦钱，然后最后一项这个观念，他说是凡是通用的货币，也就是说是被用作货币的那个任何东西，他说就是这里边就包含了任何的被就是前面几项只是举个例子，就是这样这个地方真正的意思就是凡被用作货币的任何东西，然后这样会再给大家解释。
So now, whatever is used as a currency can mean any medium of monetary exchange, like what's called credit cards, checks, and whatever visa. There are some other cards. I don't know.
Debit card.
Huh?
Debit card.
Debit card.
Debit
card.
Card.
Okay. He knows better.
Apple Pay.
eBay.
So, therefore now, it's used as a currency, because you can use it in order to get the money. So that is also included here. Alright?
他说，然后这个地方就是说那个人工被用作货币任何东西，可以说就是交易的任何媒介，比如说信用卡啊，比方说支票啊等等，都包括在里面。
So therefore now, if the monk takes these things himself, okay, who can he? It's it. I call, or tell somebody else to take it for himself, or accepts it mentally, then he falls into offense called Nisarga Pachitya.
然后这个地方就是他每犯三八戒有三种情况，一个是他自己作取，或者是令其他人帮他作取，或者是他在心中同意接受，然后他就犯这个尼三千八戒。
So now we have here three ways how the monk can accept the money. Okay. Take the money, can credit cards, can checks, and everything so forth. First is to take it himself. Okay, like Upananda do it. He tell, give it to me. He told the director, give it to me. And he want to have it in his own hands. That is one way, direct way. So, and then, who can tell?
然后这个地方实际上也就是讲了受持金钱三种方式。然后第一种那个自己作取，就是然后我们那个日像里边那个乌班达大尊者的故事，实际上就是第一种方式，就是他跟就是说把那个钱给我，然后他实际上他就想那个自己拿这个钱，这就是第一种方式。
So, or if he sees on the table, the daika tells take one day and he takes it himself, okay, that is with his own hand, okay. That is also ukan here means to take it himself.
然后再比如说，就是给他供养金钱，然后把金钱给他放在桌子上，然后这个说那个尊者这钱你拿了，然后他就伸手到桌子上把这钱拿了，然后这种都属于自助。
Then the next way it is ukan happy means to tell somebody else take it for me. He might tell the copier go and fetch it for me. I want to have for me. That is another way how to take it.
然后那个下面有人令他人作取，令他人作取，比方说令居士或者令净人那个替自己拿这个钱。
So the third way is upanikitan sadiyaya, to accept what is deposit placed somewhere, and this is where the case where the dayaka comes and put something on the table and tells Bande this is for you.Or gives it to the monk, holds the money in the hand and tells Bande is for you. The monk does not take it with his hand, does not tell somebody else to take it, but mentally, by keeping silent, he consents to it, thinks, oh, how wonderful, I got money. Just to accept it mentally, it is Nisarga Pachitya. Okay?
第三种就是同意放置，就是在心中同意放置。这种情况呢，举个例子，就是比方说一个居士来了，先把钱放在这个桌上，然后对这个比库说，说尊者这钱是给你的，然后呢这个比库是什么都没做，没有说任何话，没有做任何动作，就只是在那里保持沉默，但是心里想，真好，就这样我终于得到钱了。然后但是他写信接受这个念头，这样就已经算犯了尼萨切巴戒业。
So this can be done in three ways. That the daika can be in the presence of the monk. By telling directly, this is for you. And the monk accepts it mentally. Or in the absence of the monk. Or the absence means the daika tells that the money it is in the bank. Is in the kitchen.Is there? It is for you, and the monk accepts it mentally. Oh, wonderful! I got money. So, the daika is called by the body a speech. Is called means, but just by the body, is called indicates the monk. This is for you. This money is for you.And the monk understands this for me, and he mentally accepts it. Again, it is He fortune is Sakyapatiti. That is from Kankavitaran. You can have a look in Kankavitaran. There are more explanations, no?
Yes.
Upanikitan Vasati.
Yes. You want to 然后这个地方他又分三种方式。 然后这笔库也什么没说，但是他心里边接受了，这就是一种方式。然后第三种方式是这样，那个他这个巨石，他也是告诉这个巨石这个方式。然后第三种方式是这样，那个他那个这个巨石，他也是告诉这个巨石这个方式。然后，第三种方式是这样，那个他那个这个巨石，他也是告诉这个巨石这个方式。然后，第三种方式是这样，那个他那个这个巨石，他也是告诉这个巨石这个方式。然后，第三种方式是这样，那个他那个这个巨石，他也是告诉这个巨石这个方式。然后，第三种方式是这样，那个他那个这个巨石，他也是告诉这个巨石这个方式。然后，第三种方式是这样，那个他那个这个巨石，他也是告诉这个巨石这个方式。然后，第三种方式是这样，那个他那个这个巨石，他也是告诉这个巨石这个方式。然后，第三种方式是这样，那个他那个这个巨石，他也是告诉这个巨石这个方式。然后，第三种方
if the monk now does not reject it by the body and speech, and he is mentally consents to it, accepts it mentally. So this is called the monk, which is called Sadiyeya. He consents to it.
当然讲，这个当这当当当这个当当当当这个当当当做这种请求的时候呢，这个比库应当或者是用身体，或者是用语言表达来拒绝这个应该拒绝这种请求。然后但是如果说他既没有身体，也没有语言表达拒绝这种请求，而是用心去接受这种请求的话，那个这就成为假如同意，也就是说他已经同意了这个请求。
But if the monk now he accepts it with a mind, and he wants to take it, but in that moment he remembers, oh, we monks have rule, I should not accept this. And he tells the Daika, no, I don't want to have this. We are not allowed to take money. He rejects it. In that case, he does not fall into offense.
但是，如果这种情况，就下面一个在那儿讲，就是说那个当这个巨士把他钱放这个钱放到跟前的时候，巨士也跟他说这钱是给您的，他在心里边接受了，但他转念一想，这我接受这笔钱犯戒，所以我应该这个拒绝这笔钱，然后他就跟巨士说这话，我们理库不能接受这钱，然后他就把这笔钱拒绝了，这种情况下就是不犯你想邪吧，其实，就是他虽然当时起了那一念要接受。 但后来他又一转念变过来，然后用身体或者语言的方式把这个请求给拒绝了，那这种情况就不犯。
So then, if he is not able to reject it by body speech to tell the daika, because the daika left the money and went, he got left the money. He tells Bandit, "This is for you," and he went. And the man can't now by body speech tell the daika. This is not allowed for us because the daika already left. In that moment, he has to have a pure mind and tell, this is not allowable for us. He has to get up from his seat and go. Not to accept that money.
He has to get up from the...
He can get up even from his seat and go.
But even if he didn't get up, but he has this kind of determination.
That is good enough. Okay. I'm telling you, he can go also. Without any remorse, he can even get up from his seat and go.
OK。然后这个，然后就下面还有一种情况，就是说，这个比库他一开始那个真正起心动念是要想接受这个钱，后来他一转念，这钱我不应该接受。但是等他转过念的时候，这个巨巨就是已经离开了。那这个情况下，这个比库应该已经清醒去决议，这个金钱不是比库来说是不允许的，我不应该接受。 然后，但只有他一直那个保持有些，然后在没有接受之前的话，他就不犯你那些吧，这样。那这个时候他就可以毫无追悔的从最后上起身，然后离，就可以了。
So then, okay, this is the definition of what means money, which can cover everything which comes into coins made of wood, mm-hmm. coins made of wood, which are in the currency, mm-hmm. this also which the people use to buy and sell things. Even such things can come under this definition. Even what you have today, even credit cards and so forth, this also can come under definition. It is very broad meaning. We have studied this. And we have studied also how the monk, if he receives in three ways, he also falls into Sajjabhacitta.
让我稍微回顾一下这个刚刚我们学过内容，我们是首先的禁言定义，然后禁言定义它是指就是被用作货币货币货币一切东西，比方说目前，比方说信用卡，这所有这个可以用来做为交易买卖媒介这些东西，通通算在里边，然后刚刚我们讲的是作取三种方式，就他可以是那个。 不是作取三种方式，而是说那个是受持金钱三种方式，可以是自己亲自作取，可以是令别人作取，或者在心中同意，就是放弃这个金钱，接受这个。
Okay, now here, money made of wood can include paper money, because paper is made from wood, no? Paper money is also included there.
就是我们现在使用这种纸币，也包括在这个木钱里边，因为纸是从木头里边做成的。
So, and now paper money, at least I remember those days. It's called I don't know, maybe more than 30 years ago. So then when lay life, we used to have money, no? Those days in almost in every country, I don't know. I think in every country. When you have a paper note, there is what a threat of gold inside the paper. That threat of gold keeps the value of the paper money. Okay. Therefore, although it is paper, but they will have a threat of gold inside or a threat of silver. So that keeps the value of the note. If it is 50, dollar note, or if it is $100 note, dollar note, and so forth, it goes on the threat of the gold or the threat of the silver.
This practice is not done in these days.
Those days it was like that, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Therefore now, nowadays of course may be different.
Yes.
They use a different way, but I'm telling you that even those days and so forth, what you receive paper money is actually you receive gold. You receive silver.
Alright? 他说就是在那个三十多年前，然后国际上还推行那个金本位体系的时候，那个时候很多国家，他用那个纸币，他那个纸币里边都藏着一个用金子做的线或者用银子做的线，然后他那个金的线那个银的线那个价值实际上就是那个纸币面值是一样，然后所以说人那时那个情况下，你接受纸币实际上也就等于接受金。
How is it done today?
Today there is no such thing, but they use some other high technology to make sure that you cannot fake this money. That is enough, and this credit and the credit of this money is actually assured by the government, not by the gold or the silver inside. Because those days, some countries, those days the international currency system is like that, so. The currencies of all the other countries are related to American dollar in a certain ratio, and American dollar is related to gold in a certain ratio. It is like that. But then later that system become collapsed. So ever since then, I think this kind of practice is not done.
But even you see, even then, as called this the value it is based on the gold standard.
No, gold standard already finished. Around 30 years ago, already finished.
30 years ago, still finished.
Yes.
What do you use now? Silver standard, what?
No standard at all.
Just paper.
No standard, but the actually what's called exchange rate is beta many factors. For example, the credit of the government, and the purchasing power of the particular kind of currency in their own country and the international market. Many things. Like
but that. As far as I know, mm-hmm. every what's called bank mm-hmm. has a gold deposit. Without gold deposit, they can't run a bank.
Yes, that
the
is
central
so.
Bank yes. actually have a gold deposit.
Yes, that is the old way. But in 1980s, the American gold deposit is not enough to pay their own American dollar notes. So because of that, they had to finish this.
This is done only in the States or in other countries?
Other countries also, because this system can run internationally only when all the other currencies are related to dollar, and then dollar to gold. Then only that way, if dollar itself is not related to gold, then what is the point if the other currency is related to dollar? That is the thing.
Maybe it's changed, but you can see now paper money, mm-hmm. actually it does not say whether the paper money should contain threads of gold and so on.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, those days it had like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be any paper money.
Mm-hmm.
It is made of wood. No?
Mm-hmm.
So then, alright, that also comes, this paper money what we have today,
mm-hmm.
is also comes out as currency. Because
yes.
You can buy things, no?
Yes.
Buy things and exchange things and so on.
Even like, for example, even in some places, like if it is very remote, then they may use some kind of food. For example, they use a dried rice, this kind of thing. If we use this dried rice as a medium for exchange, then it is also considered money or something.
Can be whatever is used as a currency.
Yes.
Now this is last one. Yevo haran kan chandi means
okay.
everything can be included,
okay.
which is a medium of monetary exchange.
Okay.
Or any exchange and so on. So therefore, can be rice, can be also, for example, luck, or it can be conch shells.
Hmm?
Conch shells.
Oh, shells, okay.
Shells from the sea.
Okay.
In some countries and so on, they use a very, it's called colorful
mm-hmm.
shells from the sea.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they put some marks on it,
mm-hmm.
and they go to the market and exchange goods with that.
Mm-hmm. 然后那个上海说他这个钱是包括那个货币交易钱没钱你比方说拿上最原始的那种贝壳钱比方说有些部落他不是用贝壳钱来交换这也都包含在这个金钱里。So
therefore everything can be included. Okay. Now we go to the next now up to here. We see now in Kankavacharani, somebody is to read. Kankavacharani, how it tells about Nisagya, how to make this Nisagya. Okay? Somebody has to read this. You can tell the mango has read about the Vinaya Pitaka, he can read about Kankavacharani, about how to make Nisagya. Translation.
128章，然后念那个一货度脱，然后那个一货度脱，你是从那个128页的那个第二三四，就犯恶作那个第四章的，假如他不舍弃的那犯恶作那段人看到了，对，然后就念这个，对，他就是虽然告诉你就是这个整个是犯舍都一个整个处理流程让你念一遍。
在舍该金钱时，尊者们，我接受的钱，我这个钱应当舍，我对僧团舍弃这个钱，如此只应当在僧中舍弃。假如在那里有某在人家来，在家人来，应当说，请你知道这个。 当在他说我用这个，我可以带来什么？不应说这个某某物品，而应当以熟苏是比库门所允许的，说如此允许的言辞。假如他带来了。
除了接受金钱之外，在分配了之后，一切比库都可以受用。接受金钱者，凡是由该因缘所产生的其他利益，即使正在被施予时，乃至即使由那所生的树因，也不能受用。假如他不想带回任何物品，则应当说，请把这个丢掉。假如他在某处丢弃或者拾取后离去，则不应做阻碍。假如他不舍弃，应当选派具备武智的比库为丢弃金钱，为丢弃金钱者，他不得做雕像，而应当像丢弃粪便一般丢弃。假如他做雕像者，暂不做。
Okay, now this is very brief in calculated, but it's better to read it from the Vinaya Pitaka, because there are more details there, no?
Mm-hmm.
It is step by step how to do that. Now, if a bhikkhu wants to, has already accepted money, the first step is to go and meet this, the teacher, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or some senior monk who is in the monastery.
Mm-hmm.
So that they have to go to the, usually they can go to the Sima in even in other place also. Means Sima, usually the Sima, okay? They have to go to the Sima. At least 4 monks should be present, and the bhikkhu who has to forfeit the money has to forfeit it in front of these monks, okay? Therefore now the bhikkhu can't forfeit this monk by going to one bhikkhu alone. He has to take at least 4 monks with him, go to the Sima and forfeit it. And we explain how to do that.
然后这个地方呢，就是说那个以后的话，其实讲的也比较简单。大家如果想看比较多的细节，还是看那个绿藏里边对这个过程记载更详细。一般来说是那个是这样的，就是说一个比库就犯了这样金钱舍了之后呢，他应该是先找他的导师或者说僧团里边上座，说这么一个事，说自己犯了舍多。这样以后呢，就是他的那个导师或者那个上座呢，找4个清净比库。带着这个犯戒的这个比库去那个戒场，然后这个犯戒比库必须当着这4个清净比库的面，把这个他犯了舍的这些给舍出来，就是必就是这个时候一定要有至少有4个清净比库，对，只是对一个清净比库舍的话，这个是无效的。
Okay, then after he has to carry the bhikkhu, that bhikkhu has to carry the money inside the sima.
然后这个犯舍多这个比库，他必须把他犯舍多这个钱带到那个戒场里边去。
$100, $200, $1,000, $5,000, however much he is to carry this inside the sima.
就不管他是那个犯舍多钱到底有多少，比方100美元、500美元，还是几千美元、几万美元，他都能让带到这个戒场里边去。
And he has to show to the other monks, okay? And then after showing, he has to tell.Has to worship, has to worship these monks, has to sit squatting, and then he should tell like that. Bande, I accepted rupiah, which is nisagya. Then I forfeit this to the sangha. Imahan sanghas nisagya. Okay.
然后他把这个钱拿到现场之后呢，他还要把他拿这个钱给当时在场的四个清净比库看，给他们一一看，说这是我那是那个犯舍多的钱。那这样做之后，他要礼敬这个僧团，礼敬完了之后呢，就蹲在僧团那个面前，然后说那个各位尊者，我受持金钱，应当舍，我现在把这个金钱舍给僧团。
After telling this, he has to confess the paccity offense.
他这样把这个东西舍了之后呢，
他要去对那个这三忏悔这个自己犯的这个巴吉利亚罪。
So after confession, and the other monk, some of this monk has to accept this offense, like make confession. Two monks has to confess, no? And the other monk has to confess. They should ask him, do you see this offense? Should advise him that he should restrain in the future. Should be another monk there who can admonish him to receive the offense.
So that means
confession. The first monk has to confess that I fall into so many offenses. Then the second, another monk of these four monks has to get up and tell, do you see this offense? And the other monk, yes, I see. And the other monk has to tell him, you should restrain your future. Something like this exchange should be done.
然后呢，就他说我犯了一个什么什么巴吉利亚罪，然后那个就僧团派出这个比库呢，和对上就是像平时对上那种模式一样，就是你见罪吗？就是的，我见罪。而那你以后应该好好守护，而这样，就和平时对对上是一样，就是僧团要派出一个人和他对上。
So now, up to now. Okay, this is normal procedure of making Nisargya Pachitya, any idea. But here, there is another thing also the Buddha tells, that if a layman comes in that place, maybe outside the Sima or something like that, so then the monks can call him, the other monks, not the monk who forfeited it, they can call him and tell him, look, you know what to do with this money, okay? You may know. That person can be upasaka, can be aramika, means a gardener, can be a kapyakara also, okay? You can tell him, you come here and you must know what to do with this money. You can tell.
然后这个事儿，他如果附近有居士或者严民或者是敬人的话。 这个僧团里边这个清净比库应该把他这个就是喊过来，然后把这个指着这个钱对这个就是说，说你知道应该怎么办？So
if that layman ask what shall I bring with this money? So then the bhikkhu should not tell him, command him. Should not command him, tell him you bring this and this. They can tell him only what is allowable items. They tell him that monks, we as monks, can accept only medicine, we can accept books or something, whatever they can tell like that. They should tell what the monks need. They should not command that lay people go and buy this for us and so on. Should not command it.
然后这个时候你跟那个就是说你知道应该怎么做之后呢，这个就是可能会问，那我给你用这个钱买点什么呢？ 然后这比库们不可对这个居士下命令，说你应该用这个钱买这个，应该用这个钱买那个。你只能说，某某资具是如法的，某某资具是我们可以接受的，就是你当时是要什么，你可以说什么什么东西如法，但是你不能对居士下命令，说你把这个东西买过来。If
that layman he goes to the shop and buys medicine, buy books and so forth. So, allowable items, not allowed, allowable. So, and then, all the other monks can share these things along them, except the monk who accepts the money. He can't accept anything from these things.
然后如果这个居士他后来就拿这个钱买这些如法的资具，比方说医药，比方说书籍这些东西的话。 当时，他买来这些资具可以在这个僧团里边所有人进行分享，但是这个梵切比库他不能分享，除了他之外所有人都可以分享。So
then now, but if these monks are in a place where there are no lay people, no lay people, and then, or maybe they do this forfeiture very late in the night, the all lay people sleeping, there is nobody there in the monastery. So then, the Sangha has to tell this monk to throw this money away. To tell that monk who accepts the money to throw this away, the money away.
然后, 那这个就然后如果说他们当时在做这个干嘛的时候呢，如果他们做这个事的时候时间非常晚，但是很多队已经睡觉了，那这种情况下，僧团应该告诉这个比库说那个先有，你这个钱应该丢掉。
If that monk doesn't want to throw that money, because $5,000 maybe, how to throw this money? Wow, too much. So he has not the heart to throw this money away. So then the Sangha has to appoint, authorize another bhikkhu to throw this money away. Okay? And then a bhikkhu who has not... is compelled by desires, not by anger, not by delusion, not by fear. He should be very heroic monk to have the heart to throw this money away. So, and then they have to choose a bhikkhu like that and authorize him. And the Buddha tells how to do so by nyati and anusavana. Okay.
他说是这样，然后但如果告诉那个番茄比库让他把这个钱舍掉，如果说他就拿起这个钱，然后把这个钱扔掉的话，然后这个就没问题了。但是如果他不愿意扔掉，他看着现在钱很多，都不愿意扔掉的话，这个时候僧团应该去选一个那个具足无法的，那个具足无法的比库，把这个钱扔掉。然后这个具足无法就让那个律藏里边说的是无碍性、无嗔性、无不行。 然后他知道那个是不是应该舍，然后呢，这个比库他要有足够勇气把这个钱给舍掉，然后呢，但选这个比库要做那个白耳干嘛，就是说一次那个动议，一次宣告。So
you can read this in the Vinaya Pitaka how to do so, authorize the monk. If you can read it, if you like to read, you can read.
然后这样，把这个他那个选这个比库留神给大家念一遍，就是照律藏里边给大家念一遍。他说那个诸比库当如是选为，出七请弃比库，七请以应由一聪明贤能之比库于僧中唱言，大德僧请听。若僧实际可者，僧选任摩迦比库为舍近前比库，如是表来。大德僧请听，僧选任摩迦比库为舍近前比库。诸大德中选任摩迦比库为舍近前比库。 忍者默然，不忍者请说。僧选任摩迦比库为舍近前比库净，僧亦忍，知己。OK,
okay, now if that authorized monk, while throwing away, he marks the place when the money is fallen. Maybe because he wants to get that money himself. Then he falls into dukkha offense. Therefore, that authorized monk should not mark the place. So, why he is throwing it? So that nobody knows where the money is going.
就是这样，就是说，这个被僧那选他这个舍近前的比库呢，他当他把这个金钱扔掉的时候，他不应该在这扔掉钱这个地方做记号。如果他做了记号的话，他就犯个错。 所以说这个比库他不应该做记号，如果就是他就是因为他不做记号，所以说他舍了这个金钱之后，就没有人知道这个金钱他到底被扔到什么地方了。
Okay, now here I want to explain this in detail because some monks they don't know how to deal with such situations. If a monk falls into such an offense. And he falls in Sakyapachiti offense because of money. And he goes to other monks, tells, I received money because like that. And the other monks go, oh, that's very bad. You have to go throw it away. Go tell like that. So this is not the procedure. Now, these monks who react like that, they've never started this rule in the proper way. So therefore, they will start scolding that monk. Why you receive money? You shouldn't receive it. Immediately you throw it away already. That is wrong way of behavior. Therefore now, we have to study here what the Buddha laid down, the procedure, the Lord Buddha laid down.
Mm.
You know, therefore us to know, not to overreact, overreact to monks who receive money, and we must know how to carry this procedure in order for them to be, to get rid of the offense also.
他说这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这样，就是这
就犯了戒，可能应该按照佛陀所制定的这个如法的这个那个出的这个流程，那个净化这个那个所犯这个过犯，而不应该过度反应啊。那而我们要考虑就是那个怎样才能令这个犯戒的比库重新获得清净？
So, therefore now, some monks even, who accept the money, they know they've done something wrong, but they are afraid to go to tell to other monks because other monks, they overreact. Or they are not knowledgeable how to tell this monk to get rid of the offense, and so forth, how to carry the proper procedure. So, therefore now, it's sometimes difficult to find monks who know how to guard this procedure.
他说这样，他说所以现在那个有一些比库犯了这个受持清净戒以后呢，他知道自己犯戒了，但是他却不敢跟别人说，因为他一跟别人说，别人比库可能就过度反应，就开始指责他，或者有些人没过度反应，他也不知道该怎么办。所以说有的时候像现在这个情况，有的时候想找一个知道就是该怎么处理这条蛇的比库不太容易。
Now that is one extreme. The other extreme is by scolding such a man and telling him, oh, you are a bad man. Why you accept the money? You should go throw it away. They will tell him like that. That is one extreme. The other extreme is if you go temple monks. You tell him, I accept money, but I go to confess. What confess? You keep it. No problem, they will tell you. Hi, you don't. You want to confess? Very good. You are a very lucky man. Lucky man. You got money. Very good. Give us also some part of
it. Okay. 然后我们像我刚才说这种就是说那个过度反应只会责备这个犯戒比库，这是一个极端。然后那也有另外一个极端，你比方说你拿这个钱可能给一个失败比库看，他们说没关系，拿钱没有任何关系。然后你运气怎么这么好，怎么得了这么多钱，是不是应该分给我们一点？这样这是另外一个极端。
Okay, now we have to know the Majjhima Patipada middle path of the Buddha. Don't go to such extremes. Okay.
所以我们应该学习佛陀中道，而不是走这两个极端。
So now here the Buddha even suggests if a layman comes across, you can talk to a layman, but come here and so forth. You can tell him, look, this is the money there. You must know what to do with this money. The Buddha allowed that. So therefore now you can also call the Kapyakara to come inside the Sima and tell him. After the monk finishes confession, you can tell the Kapyakaraka, look, now this is the money here. This is not allowable for us. You must know what to do with this man. The Kapyakaraka now, because Kapyakaraka means he is authorized now to know what to do with the money. If he takes the money and so on, so then he can take it, no problem. But if he asks, what can I bring with this money, then the monk tell him, this is allowable for us, medicine, books and so on, you can bring. So this is now what the Buddha put a layman to deal with this money also. It's not just to throw the money. Because it's $5,000, $10,000. So therefore now, the Buddha didn't know that it is not appropriate to do like that, to throw the money because this has been given by faith by other people. No.
Mm-hmm.
It has been given by faith. You ask God. It's not at once to, it's not good at once to throw this money. Mm-hmm. That's why the Buddha allowed that a layman can interfere, mm-hmm. be a mediator how this money can be handled.
Mm-hmm.
他说呢，他是这种情况，如果是父亲能找到，就是应该直接可以直接交就是，然后跟他就是说，就是你看这个，这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个
这样东西并不适合就是立刻把它扔掉。只有当就是那个实在找不到居士或找不到信任的时候，才适合把它扔掉。如果有居士或者有信任的话，还是应该把这个钱给利用起来。
哦，
那
你正好，你正好说到这个。如果榕树林的信任他不在，这个钱能不能就到第二天或第三天才处理？就说不要扔，我们等进人。
进人不在，有居士吗？这是周围就什么居士都可以。
就我想问，就是说处理这个钱，
是不是非要立即？
要当天还是可以拖延的？
So he's asking that, is it possible to delay, delay finding this layperson or Kabyan collector? For example, is it possible to delay this this procedure to the next day, something like that? Because the Kabyan collector may be absent. So is it possible to
delay? Yeah,
you can delay.
Yes, because actually now, this can be done. Actually, you can know the time when the Kabyan collector comes.
Uh-huh.
And that is the time when you tell that monk now to forfeit the money.
Uh-huh.
And call even the Kabyan collector to come inside the scene.
Okay.
And wait till the spot. No problem, waiting.
可以延迟没问题，但事实上他们做的时候，一般来说，他们在做这个仪式之前就算好了，就是说这时候进人在，然后他们才开始做这个。
不是说刚满做的时候确认了进人在。
对，他们这样最方便的，这是最方便的。
我想这个马上就扔掉，看他。
对。然后就是说，你可以，然后这中间还可以等进人，比方说进人可能迟到，那迟到过程中你也可以等着他，没问题，等他进入进场再做这个事。
但是这四位亲戚比的话，他不钱丢出来嘛？四位亲戚比谁都不能去控制钱。
对。
但是不能做出。
对。
Therefore, throwing the money is the last resort, because there is nobody there. So, and there is a pressure of time. You can't find, difficult to organize and so forth. That is the last resort to throw the money. You can't throw the money at once. This is what the Buddha wants to indicate here.
大家知道，就是说这个把钱扔掉这件事是最后的很无奈的一个选择。它只适合于你是真正找不到人，找不到信任这种情况。而且你又没有时间等他们，而且然后你要对让这个干嘛对你来说非常难以组织的时候，才会使用这个情况。
Okay, now this part what they explain now, you can tell him to read it from directly from the Vinayavedaka, no?
Yes. And just now I have read this part to them.
You read it?
Yes, I read.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So he doesn't need to repeat. But he had not. They don't know from where it is. You know, from where he got this information?
Okay.
We can tell him to look at this Vinayavedaka to get this information from there.
然后我刚给大家念那条，就是说那个做舍多这个流程在绿藏里边位置大家都知道吧？在绿藏里边哪个位置在能找到？就是那个住比户当如是神人，然后那个不是还有那个因舍一僧中住比户因如是舍，这条大家能找到吗？在那个律藏里边，住比户因如是舍，
在就是那个十九条，
对十九条里边就是那个因舍一僧中，然后住比户因如是舍，这条大家能找到吗？
是不是十九？
对十八，我们这是
十八呀，
对十八。
哦，找到了
是吧？因舍一僧中，住比户因如是舍，大家都找到了对吧？他 from they already found the passage.
Okay. So right now here we go to the next part about this Vinayabhidhaka. What it says. About the perceptions, about perceptions, okay?
Tipachiti, same as before, I think.
Okay, the first perception is, you everybody understand, that means, while it is money, rupiah, it says money, rupiah, again comes to rupiah, no? The word changes now again, rupiah, okay? While it is money, and the monk has a perception that it's money, he receives the money, it is Nisakya Vachiti. That is easy to understand. Again,
Okay.
Now the second is, while it is money, and he is in doubt whether it is money, but he receives the money, again it's Nisakya Vachiti.
然后你受持的东西是金钱, 但你受持是怀疑的东西是不是金钱, 但是你还受持这个金钱, 这种情况也是 Nisakya Vachiti.
Now the example is, now a layman comes and offers an envelope to a monk. And the monk now thinks, envelope, why he gave me an envelope? Is money inside? Is not money inside? But the monk receives. Now in doubt, is it money or not? But the monk receives. They don't ask the layman what is inside the envelope. He just takes it. And after he opens it, he shows money. In that case, the monk can't tell, oh, I did not know, and so forth. Excuses and so forth. No excuses. He has to take this money, go meet the Sangha and forfeit. Okay?
他说这个地方举个现实例子，就是比方说一个信封里面藏了钱，然后把这个信封灌给比库，然后这个事儿比库想，这个信封里边什么呢？是不是有可能是钱？但是他这么想之后，他也没问那个居士，就那个人不就接受了这个信封，那个信封后来打开信封一看啊，里边是钱。 这个事儿，这个比库不能以当时就是以当时我不知道这是钱为借口，说我就没犯舍多，他这已经犯了舍多，然后他就必那个必须是找僧难把这个钱舍掉，然后忏悔。So
now, two wrong things can be done by this monk. Two wrong things. One wrong thing is, after he opens the envelope, he thinks, oh, it's money. Oh, thinks it's not allowable for us to take money. So what he gives back to the layman. That is wrong thing. He can't give it back. He falls, that monk falls into Nisakya Vachiti. He can't give back to that layman. He has to give, go to meet the Sangha and forfeit that money. Okay?
这个事儿很犯两种错误。 第一种错误呢，就是这个比库打开信封看到是钱之后，哎，这个钱钱钱里有门，是不允许的，然后把这个就把这个那那这装了钱的信封后还给那个居士，这个做法是错误，因为他收那个钱的时候，他已经犯了舍得，然后这个钱已经没舍得物了，他应该是找僧团舍掉这个钱，然后忏悔自己的罪，这是第一个错误。
Another wrong thing he might think, oh, I was in doubt, no, I was not sure, that's why I accepted, therefore I don't fall into offense. That is also wrong. He is falling over into offense according to
this rule.还有还有常犯一种错误，就是他收到这个钱之后，他想我当时我并没有认识这钱，我当时怀疑的，所以我应该是无罪的。然后这个也是错的，因为他这个事已经犯了，你看下半句。Therefore
now, if lay people offer us something, you have to check. All the time checking. You have to ask lay people if they offer something in envelopes. You suspect maybe there's money there. You ask, what is this inside? And the lay people will tell money. Will tell no, we don't accept money. Okay?
他说是供养物品，或者你把这东西检查一下，或者你问问那个居士，如果你这供养到底是什么东西，然后他那个他如果说这边有钱的话，那你就应该告诉那个居士，那我们不接受钱。
Now the third case is more difficult. It says, while it is money, the monk has a perception that it's not money. And he receives money. This is Sankhya-bhajjika. Then I will explain, I give an example how this can happen.
然后第三种情况是最难的一个情况，就是说对事情你接受到事情，但是你当时有就是非经营想，你不认为这是经营，但最后你还是就把这个东西自动受持了，然后翻译成经营。然后就张大辉关于这个情况，大家会张大辉大家举个例子。
So now, let's see, Daika donor comes and offers a robe. This bande, this is for you. And the monk happily receives the robe. Okay. After he receives the robe, he thinks, oh, very good material, and he opens, and he sees there was money inside the robe. And my monk thinks, oh, I didn't know that. Finish. Whether you know or not, it's like a budget.
他说，那个这种情况，比方说一个就是过来供养你件袈裟，然后这个比如很高兴接受这件袈裟。 然后会拆开拆开袈裟盖儿一看，哎，这袈裟材料不错，但是这材料不错，但是这里边有金钱，可是我当时不知道，但是这种情况，不管你当时知道还是不知道，就是都反映在邪恶级别。So
this can happen. Sometimes with flowers also. So people sometimes they offer flowers and they put, let's say red flowers for example, and they put a red envelope inside. The flowers, like they roll the envelope, and they put the envelope inside the flowers. The flowers are red, the envelope is red, and they offer the monk flowers. And the monk thinks, oh, how beautiful flowers, and he receives the flowers. So then, after he sees the flowers, he sees the envelope, wow, red envelope. He opens money. He thinks, oh, I didn't know that. Finish. He has to take that money, go to the Sangha and forfeit
it. 他说这种情况不仅是一，还有对后那个给居士给那个比库供花的时候也有可能，他可能比方说那花是红花，然后那居士可能拿红色金里边装上钱，然后比库那边一卷就插在那个红花里边，然后就这么个供给比库，然后比库可能也没注意，然后就拿着红花很高兴的走了，回去一看里边有红色信封，里边有钱，然后这种情况他当时虽然不知道，他也犯舍多，他应该把这个钱那个找僧人舍掉，然后忏悔。
So, therefore, we must careful. If people offer us something, you better ask, okay? What is this? So, what is called? Are you sure only flowers? You have to ask him. Are you sure there are only flowers inside? You have only flowers? So then, this is why you have to not just accept, okay?
所以说，其实供养事儿东西一定要小心，最好问一下，就是你这边是什么，是不是真的，真的只有花啊？这样。So
here again, the monk who happened to receive this money, either because it was inside the robe, he did not know it, or because inside the flower, because he did not know it. The wrong thing he can do it is just tell, oh, this money is not for us. He tried to keep back to the layman. That is wrong. He has to go and meet the Sangha, as called, and forfeit to the Sangha, and confess to the Sangha. He can't give this money to the labor. Okay, I'm wrong with this. Okay.
Another one is, he thinks there is no offense because he doesn't know. The other one is, he thinks there is no offense because he doesn't know. I just thought, okay.
And the other wrong thing he can do it is that, oh, I've not fallen in the faith because I did not know it. That is also wrong. Mm. He has fallen to offense, and he has to go to the procedure of Nisangya Pachitya, meet the Sangha and forfeit it.
然后也不能一定不能认为不知者无罪，我当时不知道这是钱，所以就无罪，然后这个像还是一样的不止，一定要那个现在三年前舍，然后忏悔。So,
and then we have the other way around. How the monk can fall into dukkha offense? So then, now a layman comes and offers an envelope to the monk. And he thinks, oh, how good. There should be money inside. I'm sure. So then he takes, the monk takes the envelope, very happy. And he opens it, and there was no money. Ah, he was disappointed. Dukkha.
然后别人那个机器人，他下面都张罗给大家讲，翻了个色情嘛，就比方说定个居士给这个比丘姑娘一个信封，比丘看到这个信封上想，这就是肯定有钱，我今天可以拿到钱了。然后他但第二天又想，那个接受这个信封，接受信封打开一看，没钱，很失望，然后还犯了一个恶作，就是因为他当时认为这是他是以金钱想要收拾这个非金钱。
And so the same way with doubt, a dyer comes and offers an envelope, and the money thing, monk thinks maybe money, but can be also not money. But let me take it. Maybe there's money inside, but maybe not. And because of doubt, expecting to have some money also, he opens, there is no money. Again, together.
然后他就有一些有意向，比方说这个比如看到这个信封，想这里边可能有钱，也可能没钱。那不管怎么样，我先接受这个信封再说。那他以这种想接受这个信封，然后后来打开一看没有钱，这是恶作。
So in all these cases, therefore, the perception should be very clear. You not that the monk to fall, no offense.
So you should,
and that is when, while it is not money, the monk has clear perception that is no money and receives it as called. That is why he doesn't fall into offense.
所以说这个就是说，如果不想犯这条那个金钱戒的话，就是一定要有非常清楚的非金钱戒。然后这样的话，就是你当时就已经认定这里边没有金钱，然后打开发现没有金钱，这样的话才不会犯戒。
Now, from these explanations here, we can understand how the Buddha was very, very particular about monks accepting money. Because he put down this rule even for monks who don't know that they have received money and fallen into offense. So then, therefore, this rule is very strict. In that case, we have to be very careful what people give us to us and what we accept from lay people. Okay?
他说那个这个这这这这从这条线里面，我们看出佛陀非常注重，就是说那个比比不应该接受金钱这条戒的，就是因为他把这条戒制得非常严，就是哪怕你接受金钱的时候，你根本不知道这是钱，然后这也算犯你三邪八邪，所以这条戒是非常严的。然后所以有就是因为这个原因，所以我们接受过去式供养的时候特别小心。So,
if there is time, maybe tomorrow, we will see also suttas. Suttas in the Sutta Pitaka, how the Buddha was against money. How many times he told monks the dangers of using money. Okay. How monkhood is not compatible with money. And he taught in the Sutta Pitaka also, not in the Vidya Pitaka.
他说，然后如果明天我们有时间的话，这张可能会从那个。 经藏里边选一些相应经文，然后看看就是佛的经藏里边是怎么呵斥金钱的，然后是怎么讲那个金钱的过法，怎么讲就是这个金钱跟出家生活不相应的。So
now there are all other cases of non-offenses. And if we see the Sutta Pitaka, you can see here that if the monk finds money inside the monastery, okay. And he takes that money to safeguard it, so that if the owner comes back to give to him, there is no offense. Okay? That is safeguarding the property of another person. The Buddha allowed special rule, and we will find this rule in the, there is one Pachitya rule, one of the last Pachityas. rules who the Buddha allows. If, for example, lay people come in the monastery, sometimes they lose their money, they lose their jewelry. So monks have duty to protect this property of lay people. If they find them sometimes on the road, sometimes inside the building somehow, they should take it and safeguard it in a place. So that if that lay person who lost that money, if he comes back and asks, the monk has to give it to him. In that case, the monk does not fall into offense if he takes that money, safeguards it with intention to give it back to the owner.
还有这种类似情况，然后在这个遇上一种遇上一种也有记载，就是说，如果说就是这个庇护，在这个私人之内，或者是在自己居住地方，就不一定是私人的，自然是自己住的地方，然后他发现了一个别人遗失的物品，然后这个时候呢，他一把这些东西就是。 把这些东西归还给屋主为动机，然后把这些东西拿钱，然后那个替屋主暂时保管的话，这种情况是不对的。然后后面我们提到一下巴西利亚，他讲那个会讲到，就是说如果说即使在寺院里边，遗失什么物品，比方说钱啊、珠宝或者其他什么物品的话，寺院里边笔会有义务，把这遗失这些物品保管好，然后等他回来取。Now
this is allowed within the premises of the monastery. Not while the monk goes to Prindabhat on the road and he finds money and takes that money to safeguard it for somebody else. That's called, it is not allowed outside the monastery.
他说这个无罪情况，它适用于寺院以及寺院附属建筑物。他说，but
also the thing is it's not only monasteries. For example, if this monk is invited to a house. To live, it is not only monastery.
But I will explain this all.
Okay.
Because it's Ajaraman. First, Ajaraman, Ajavasati. I will explain that also.
Okay.
You can explain what is monastery.
Okay. 然后就是这些部分，一种情况就是寺院或者是寺院附属建筑物，但不是说你是什么地方都可以这样做。比方说你在那个村里边偷过，你不能说在路上发现有遗失物品，然后你就拿下把它做保管，这个是不对。
So the same way, if lay people invite the monk to reside inside the house, and they lose something, so if the monk finds it, he can take it, keep it, till lay people come back and he can give to them. The intention is to give it back to the owners, not to keep it for himself.
他说还有同样的道理呢，就比方说那个一个居住，就是把笔库里边钱也他家去居住。 然后那个他在居住这段时间里面呢，他就居住家里有一个东西找不着了，找不着好，但是笔库因为某种因缘把这个东西找到了，那这个时候呢，他可以在自然身体居住保管中，然后等他回来称了，再不扔给保管，必须是一开始就是以把这东西归还给那个居住的东西，而不是为了自己获得这个东西而保管。
But even this allowance is misinterpreted by some monks. They take advantage. So to tell, oh, the Buddha allowed now to keep it aside, no? To accept money and keep it aside. So therefore, if lay people give us money, we have to safeguard that money and keep it. And they keep this money. So this is how some monks, they try to find loopholes with this allowance. They misunderstood the whole thing or tried to misunderstand it. This rule and want to keep money for themselves.
他说呢，但这种无罪的情况呢，就是也被一些人给曲解了。他说有些笔库怎么曲解这个无罪情况？他就是想这个就是他们把钱供养给我们，让我们也可以那个不保管这钱，我们不使用这钱，把这钱放在一边，我们可以这样保管。然后这种情况就可以接受这种情况。 他说这个没有道理，这正解方法就是试图找那个戒律里边漏洞，为自己戒律进行找借口。
So now we will study this rule because I told you this is a Pachitya rule. Later we'll meet this rule and we'll study it more in detail to see that the background story, how why the Buddha allowed this to happen. And we'll understand this rule better in order to avoid any misunderstandings, no?
然后关于包括今天这个事儿呢，就是我们后面的另外一条巴西利亚事儿，我再回去详细给大家讲，让大家知道，就是那条线怎么之前应用的，是吗？这样的话，有些会那个对于当理解那条线背景之后，就不会再产生这种误会。
So now, if you read in Chinese translation, how are they translated? This last one, anapati, about non-offense?
It is said that an alarm or in the place that you reside, you take this money, or you ask some other people to take this money and hide it, and says the owner of this money should take it. Then there is no offense.
How do you understand this?
Hmm?
It is okay. You understand it in the correct way.
Yes.
It is easy to understand.
Yes, because it is said this, the intention is that the owner of this thing should take it. And with this kind of intention, he take this money or ask some others to take this money and keep it.
Okay. Yes. Keep it. Hide it. Keep it. Yes, to keep it is to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Safeguard it. Okay. Now here, I don't know, in Tanka Vedarani, maybe... So then, somebody has to read the Kanka Vedarani, the last part, about Rajakaha,
okay.
Upananda, about Upananda. You can tell him to read Kanka Vedarani.
Uh-huh.
在王舍城开始，就是128页，在王舍城那个地方开始。那王舍城五花难达开始，在接受精神的布施之地，共通之地，有命运的三法心教落，在非心起而成金田想，或疑者，在为了生产茶等而多取者，以接受珍珠摩尼等者，放落座。 在以食处，在以食学处的方法受制者，以及疯狂者更无罪。在此学处有这三种不同要素：经营前的情况，关于为了自己，以及在捉取等其中一种情况。在整体等，由以捉取，有坐而饭，有未坐拒绝。 有未做而犯，其余的止于做没学处说的方法相似，非有想而脱罪，无心的自罪，深夜于夜三清三受。Finish.
Now, yeah, there are dukkha offenses. We detail also if one takes it for the sake of the sangha, not for oneself. Okay, the monk receives for the sake of the sangha. Therefore, the dayaka comes and offers. And tell Bande, I want to keep this for the Sangha.
Mm-hmm.
And that monk receives, yes, I will take it for the Sangha. Dukkata.
And also,
They came for the chaitya. Bandya offered this money for the chaitya, to put paint for the chaitya. For paint. Receive. The monk received dukkata. You can't receive for the chaitya. Or for any other buildings. It's called etc. 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 For any other buildings. To repair the toilets, for example. I give this money to repair the toilet. The man can't receive this. Look at it.
或者说这个有这么有三些例子，比方说就是说我在这供养一笔钱，但我要供养这笔钱的目的是为给三个这个塔突然推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推推
to one bhikkhu, for example. The Daiga comes, tells Bhante, now that bhikkhu is not there. I can't meet him to give this money. Can you please give this money to him? Mm-hmm. The other man says, yeah, I will keep doing it. Finish, look at
这种地方，比方说你是本那个不这个寺院里边有个笔库暂时不在，然后这样一个就是过来了，他说我要过尊者，我要供养这个笔库一笔钱，他现在不在，你能不能替我把这笔钱转交给他？他这样接受这个钱，就犯了恶俗，因为他是为了其他人接受金钱。
So once I was in Colombo, and then you know, monastery there. And then one day he came and told me, one day the chief monk who is here is not there. I'm searching, difficult to find him, but he will come maybe after 2-3 hours. Can you give this money to him? A lot of money, bundles of money. So I told him, I can't. And then the guy goes, no, take, because as called, he will come after 1 hour, I have to go and so what. I told him, I can't take it. You can keep it to somebody else, keep it somewhere else, I'm not him. And then the tiger got angry. Ultimately, I don't know what he did, he left and he told that man, chief man, as called. And then that man also got angry because that man used money. He got angry because I did not receive the money. So, this is how someone, because they don't know Vinaya, they get upset. Yeah, called, for money, they are.
他说：“张老师，他自己有一次坐客人坐一个寺庙的时候呢，当时那个寺院大家是不在，然后但是有施主来是找大家事情，想灌大家是一笔钱，然后呢。”然后当时只有张老在，然后他这个事主就把邮件先给张老说，这个当年事情再过2-3个小时就回来了，那个你先替他保管这一片，然后他回来的时候再把钱给他，然后那他供养钱挺多，好像里边好几叠钱，然后张老不好意思，这个钱我不能替他接受，替他保管。然后那个是不是你不接受，那我得先在这等着，或者说我先去找他，这多麻烦了。然后那么他说这个就没办法，真的不能接受。然后这个就是对非常生气，对非常生气之后呢，他后来把这事告诉这个寺院大家师，然后这个寺院大家师后来对张老也非常生气，因为他自己本来也是接受钱，然后所以说这种情况就是一些比库他不懂戒律，所造成的一些。
But this is the time I came to know that monk used money. Otherwise, I did not know. I did not know that money that monk used money. Because of this incident, I came to know. After he got angry.
他说他也就因为这件事，他知道那个比库是钱的。如果不是因为这件事，他不知道这会值钱。然后那个比库还很生气。
So then, that is again dukkata. If the monk does not accept money, but he accepts jade, diamond, and some jewelry, some like that, all these things and so forth, again dukkata. You accept it. Dukkata.
Not
nisaya. Yeah, dukkata.
Oh,
so he can keep.
Accept, if you accept, only accepting dukkata.
Yes, but
touching, every time you touch dukkata.
然后他说是这样，如果说你是接受不是金钱，而是像那个钻石啊、珍珠啊等一珠宝这类东西哈，不会犯尼萨恰巴斯颠，但是他会犯那个恶作。然后比方说你接受这些东西以后，你每次触摸这些东西都犯恶作。
So then, sometimes people they offer souvenirs.souvenir, you know.
Yes.
So then, some souvenirs they put some gems inside, like that. Sometimes they chat here, pagoda souvenir, and there's many gems, and you receive, oh, how beautiful. Dukkata. I receive it.
然后这样说就是有些纪念品呢，有时分那些小型纪念品，那里边可能很多的那个宝石，或者比方说有些纪念品，它可能做一个宝塔上面。塔上可能就是像这些宝石， 然后这种纪念品，如果接受它的话，就恶作。
So in Burma, they have this Shvetagon Pagoda. Shvetagon Pagoda. Sometimes lay people offer souvenirs to monks with Shvetagon Pagoda, decorated with James, Burmese James, blue, red, and I don't know what color is what. Receive, look at it. Every time you touch, look at it.
他说缅甸不是有很著名的大金塔吗？然后那个，然后那个缅甸，就是他有时候把那个做成那个仿大金塔的纪念品，然后那种纪念品上面有些镶着，比方说蓝宝石、红宝石，各种各样的宝石。然后那像这种纪念品，比如接受的话，都是恶作。接受一个恶作，以后接受之后再每次触摸都是恶作。
啊，就是你接受的第一次接受的触碰的
就是。第一次接受就是恶作，接受之后每次触摸都是恶作。
So therefore now we have to check, no? When lay people give us something like that, we have to check whether it is with James or like that. Not just to be happy to receive it. We have to check not to fall into offense. If it is, after checking, we see that there are James there, we have to reject, to politely tell the lay people, no, it's not allowed for monks to accept this. And so forth, and reject.
他说那个，就是再次强调，就是说对，在跟介绍就是东西的时候，要看这里边有没有宝石等这些珠宝类的东西，就是不是说只是介绍这个那个接受就是供养，然后就很高兴。然后如果说在这里边发现珠宝这些东西的话，应该很礼貌的跟这个就是拒绝，说这样东西就是对比会是不适合的等等。
About non offenses, what was explained. Now here we have to highlight the three factors. How the monk can fall into offense by fulfilling the three factors.
然后像后面这个以后都说这五岁情况我们已经解释了。然后下面讲第二届的这个三个过程要素。
The first factor it is, it should be gold or silver, that means money, it should be money. Not fake money, it should be real money, it's which people use. That's gold. That is first factor. Okay.
然后这第一个过程要素，它就是货币，第二是人们真实使用货币，不是假币，这样真。
So now I'm copying from the Kanga Vedra, no?
Yes.
I'm quoting Kanga Vedra.
Yes.
So the second is Atu Desikata. It is intended for oneself. That money is intended for oneself.
然后这个钱是为了自己的，他是为了自己而接受。
And then the next is gahana disu anatrabau. It means and accepts it. Accept the third factor is one accept this money either by one's own hand. Or by telling somebody else to accept it, to take it for oneself, or mentally consenting to that money.
然后第三个要素呢，就是说它是以前面讲的三种方式，任何一种那个去接受这个钱，然后这些三种方式就是他能自己手接受，然后命令其他人帮他捉取，或者说是，这个钱放置在他跟前，然后他用心接受了这个钱，这三种方式任何一种。
Therefore now, according to this definition, even if the Dayaka tells, one day I put money in the bank for you, the bank, so much money. So the monk, it should be money, okay? First it should be money. And then the Dayaka tells, it's bundle for you. Atu Desiketa, it is intended for you, so he said. And the monk accepts it. As God. Usually, maybe he's not able to go to the bank, but mentally he accepts. Oh, very good. I got now money. So it is for me. It is for myself. I own it. So then, that is where the monk falls into Nisargapatiti offense.
然后所以说就是说，若出现这样的例子，比方说就是那个这个比如说，说孙者，我为了你在存仓，在银行里边，我为你在银行里边存了一笔钱。然后这个比库如果说他在心里边接受，然后是什么都没说的话，这个就是弥撒切巴基爹。
Or some they tell now the bank is like Kapyakaraka. Kapyakaraka. Therefore, the monk doesn't want to fall into offense. There are some monks, no? They tell like that. Oh, the bank is like Kapyakaraka. So then he doesn't want to fall into offense. But how can that be? Now, let's say that the monk goes to the bank officer and tells, now I have this money there and I want to buy some books. Can you, bank officer, go to the bookshop and buy me a book? Do you think that this bank officer, he will get up, go to the shop and buy a book to that monk as a Kapyakaraka?
他说现在有些人说这个银行行存，如果借人的行存是一样的，所以说这个那个在中国如果是他是为你在银行存一笔钱，这一这是如果你接受是无罪的，但是他说这种解释的问题，他才就是银行怎么当成证人的，比方说你去到银行里边，然后这个银行的柜员说我在你存一笔钱，你能帮我那个把这笔钱先取出来，然后那个到书店的时候给我买本书。
那银行的柜员是他会真的是站起来，然后去帮你买一本书吗？他是不会这么做，所以说银行不能当证人。 The most possible reply that bank officer can tell it is, take your money and go buy the book yourself. He will tell the monk. He is not going to get himself to buy a book for the monk. There is no way.
他说这个比库在银行柜员里面最有可能是得到回答就是你自己把钱取出来，然后自己去买，那个他是不可能帮你去买的。
Therefore, this is just a nonsense talk, which monks tell that a bank is a kapya, can be served as a kapya. The bank's service is not for that, to be a kapya for the people. Kapya means person who makes things allowable. Kapyakaraka it is now, ordinary Kapyakaraka, if he has the money, in the monastery Kapyakaraka, if he has the money, and we tell him, I want to have a book, that Kapyakaraka is supposed to go and buy your book. He is not going to give the money. Now the bank can't do that service. To buy books for monks, or to buy requisites for monks. Therefore, the bank's service is not supposed to be Kapyakaraka service. It's just to make more money. The bank is to make more money. So to invest, to take your money and invest it, not to give you requisites what you need.
他说这个，他说其实他说这是把银行做成像贱人一样，这种说法纯属胡说。为什么呢？因为 净人这个词字面上的意思就是说，把什么东西变成允许的东西的人。然后呢，他说银行的服务，它并不是把你什么什么东西变成允许之物。那净人是这样，比如说，净人你跟净人说，我需要这个这种资金。 然后这个净人他会把这个本来不允许的金钱，后那变成你所需要那种如法资去。所以说他正是因为这个原因，所以净人才被称作净人，就是把东西变成净的，也就是允许的东西。但是银行他不是他提供的不是这种服务，他的服务是把你的钱存起来，然后他再拿你的钱去投资，然后他自己去赚钱。但不是说把你的钱变成那个人对你来说允许的东西再交给你。
Even some Vinaya teachers, they support this idea that the bank is like a Kapyakaraka. Therefore, we must also consider the factor, which the Buddha put here, that even mentally you accept it, it is Nisargapachitya. Now there are only three rules all over the Vinaya Pitaka. It's called what the Buddha put down, that if a monk mentally, just mentally, it's called consents, he falls into offense. He does not need to make any bodily movement, no verbal movement, just keeping silent. But mentally consents his mind with his mind. Offense.
Mm-hmm.
Only three rules.
Mm-hmm.
Three rules happen like that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of these three rules is about money.
他说呢，所以说就是最后这个要素特特别注意，就是说只是你心里哪怕你没有说任何话，身体没有做出任何动作，只是在心里边接受，这个也像梵尼撒七八七的样。他说在整个律藏里边，只有三条学说是这样的，就是说你身体上不需要做出任何动作，嘴上不需要说出任何语言，只是在心里边做出一个接受一个许可，就算梵戒。这样的现在律藏里边就总共只有三条，然后这条是其中一条。
Okay, now we have covered many points. If there are in the future more questions, you can discuss this. What is the time now?
9:36.
9:37. So then, I don't know. If they, how many questions they have, I don't know.
关于这条线还有很多问题吗？They say many questions.
Many questions? Okay, we have to stop, otherwise we'll go up to 11 o'clock.
那这样的话，那我们这个会要讲内容，先讲到这个地方，然后要不然的话，这个会难回答很多。
啊，没有，这些显然是那个这个，你就是纯金的佛像是吧？
嗯，纯金的佛像供养给比库个人，他接受。
So he asked that if a Dayaka offers a bhikkhu a golden statue.
Golden statue.
Yes, a golden statue, pure gold, and the bhikkhu accepted. So is this going to be considered as Nisa Chep Pachita?
If he accepts it for himself, it's Nisa Chep Pachita. But if he accepts it for the Chetia, or for the Sangha, or for the Vihara, or for decoration somewhere, or you look at it.
如何让僧团能接受或者这样讲，那个施主他供养了一个纯金的那个佛像给僧团，然后僧团有什么如法方式可以让那个纯金的
佛像变成如法是吧？
对，放到那个地方。
So he's asking that suppose one dayaka is already offered this golden statue for the Sangha. Then is there any possible and allowable way for the Sangha to consume this golden statue, to make use of this golden statue? For example, to put it somewhere for the decoration. Is there any possible and allowable way for that?
So, according to the Vinaya, there is no something like that. It is the Dayaka has to care about that. Because now even touching, gold is an item which are untouchables.
Okay.
Anamasa vattu.
Okay.
Anamasa, which means untouchable items.
Okay.
You can't touch it.
Okay.
Touching dukkata.
Okay.
Just to touch dukkata. You don't want to have it. Just to know, oh, how nice it is. Just to touch dukkata. So for now, because there is another rule. Okay?
Yes, yes.
Another rule. Now, this is about receiving for oneself or for the Sangha or for the Chetya, for the Vihara. So therefore, if you see from the Vinaya point of view, there is no way that monks can deal with such gold items or silver, items made of silver. It is the lay people have to care about that. We have to tell that we have these Vinaya rules. If you want to decorate the temple, it is up to you. Okay? It's up to you. You do it whatever you like.
Okay.
That's called. You want to decorate the temple, you want to worship, you can put your, that's called. You do whatever you like with that. We can't be involved. We have to tell the lepers.
Okay.
If you want to wash it, you can tell some servant to wash. We are not going to wash it.
Okay.
We are going not to go to carry from this place to another place. Mm-hmm. You have to arrange everything yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So then the lay people have to do that. Himself with other friends, mm-hmm. they come together and do whatever they want to do.
这个这个这个这个这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这
我理解来理解去有两个重要的那个就对钱的定义，就是一个是它是很贵重的，第二个的话它有那种交易的等价的那种等价物这样子。
就是等价物
啊，
对，
完了以后
贵重倒是不一定，对，你让去
然后那这种情况，首先那个比如他收藏那个邮票，第一个他不贵重，就是那个邮票的话他没有那个金线银线在里面，第二的话他把那个交换的价交换的这种那个功能给去掉了，也就是他不是拿来就是那个邮票本来是贴上去以后他可以寄信，就等于好像有价格，就它有价值在上面，然后现在它是收藏邮票，那这样的话，那个邮票是它的尼萨吉亚巴基雕那个是器物吗？
肯定不是尼萨吉亚巴基雕，因为珠宝都是恶作，这个最多也就恶作。
但是那个邮票是有价格，就相当于钱。我不是说，或者换句话说，比库收藏那个钱，那这个是巴基雕。
你就适当什么钱？现在可以流通钱，还是说是古那个，比方说那个过去的货币？
现在的钱，但它那个里面，就是现在的那个纸钱吧。纸钱的话，完了以后，是这样，它的那个，就是交换的那种等价物的交换的功能，就是它那个时候是没有这个。
你没有那个想法，但是就是你不管你是什么想，但是你接受这件事情，钱呢就是你拿钱把钱。
就是说那个
邮票
还能用
吗？你不是，他现在说是钱，邮票是另一回事，他发现说是钱。
钱当然就很明显，所以我只是把它换一个形式说那个邮票，因为钱和邮票的它的那个功能其实是一样的。
但是我想问一下，就是你这个邮票和珠宝那个理解有什么区别呢？珠宝也有这个功能。
对，
不是那个邮票，你要去菜市场给那个小贩说，我买这。价值这邮票的什么蔬菜的，那不可能给你。
但是每个珍珠倒是有可能给你。
他除非那个菜贩子他极有，菜贩子不有，但是他不是那个等价交换。
对，那不管怎么说，我先替他问一下。先替他问。
钱的话就不用，因为钱很明显。
对，我先替他问一下，就不用先，我先替他问一下。So he's asking that, so now some monks is collecting these post stamps. Post stamps, you know.So this post stamp also has a price on it. So he's asking that if monks accept this kind of thing and collect it, is there any offense for that?
They have what? Silver lining or what?
No, just normal post stamps, which has some, it's called, a face value on it. For example, like 50 cents fit post stamp, something like that.Maybe it has no golden lines or any lines. Maybe it's just a picture.
Usually this will be now collectors. They should collect what is what is stamped, no?
Mm-hmm.
Stamped.
Yes.
If it is stamped, there's no value there. You can.
Yes. It has no value.
Use it to send letters like that.
Yes. It is like that.
What is the value of that? There is no value. Except if they are very ancient, ancient stamps and so forth, which people they put value on that.
Yes, he's asking this kind of case. For example, very ancient, very rare, very ancient stamps, this kind of thing, because is there any offense for that?
Of course, if he accepts it just with intention to use as a currency, to buy things, and so forth, it is okay. he might fall into the Sangha Bhajati.
He might fall into
usually now it is not only stamps. Anything actually who has now even a kilogram of sugar, for example, you can has a value, no? A kilogram of sugar has value. If you can actually use that and make transactions. We see the next rule, how to buy and sell things by bartering. Bartering.
Yes.
Bartering.
Yes.
That the next rule comes how to know that if you want to do such things as would accept things for something, for such reasons, for example, a kilo of sugar, you accept in order to go and buy and sell, to sell it and buy something else, then what you get by that, it becomes Nisargiya
Bhajati. Okay, that is Nisargiya Bhajati.
That is number 19.
20.
Or 20, sir.
20.
20, right. Okay.
他说这个问题是这样的，他说你首先你要知道一点，就是说这个邮票，你收藏那种邮票，一般来说是盖着戳了，已经盖着戳了，盖着戳，然后这个就是它本身它那个使用价值，就是本身你贴邮票那个使用价值，可以说已经基本没有了。然后一般来说你基友来说它也不是为那个使用价值，而是为收藏价值，对不对？收藏价值。然后他说，假如说你现在你收藏这个邮票。你是冲着就是他在这收藏指定心中有价值，然后你想拿这个邮票去换取其他东西的话，不管你换的是不是金钱，还是换别的什么东西，那这个时候你犯的其实不是这条巴西利亚，而是第二条巴西利亚。然后这个时候也不就是你这个东西也不一定像邮票，比方说你接到一包白糖，一包白糖，然后你收到这个白糖之后，你想拿这个白糖去换其他东西的话，这也不是这条巴西利亚的内容，是第二条巴西利亚的内容。
哦、this pen has value. Okay. If you want actually to sell it and buy something else, you can. You buy this. So in the same way, the stamp has value. It's not gold and silver, nothing like that. It's not money. But you can make money out of it. With this all, you can make money out of it. Therefore, we go to the next, as called, the other rule about, we'll see how to deal with such situations.
然后对不，其实也不那个，就是你看这个笔，它也是有价值的。然后你可以拿这个笔换钱，这个涉及到那个第十九条那个内容。如果你换物啊，第二十条，十九和19、20都有。是如果你拿直接换钱的话，就是19。对。
然后那个就我想把这个问题接着问深，然后问一点，就如果它是储存的是那几种那不可触物瞬间，比如说就是那个翡翠。那当然这个不是弥撒戒，它是恶作嘛。然后它是把它的那个就是交换的功能给取消了，它只是拿它作为其他的功能，就是那个交换的功能给取消。
其他的功能是什么？比如说？
它作为，比如说吧，就拿来像那个净水器一样，它有很多的那种不同的石头，它把那个玉石或者是翡翠作为一种。净化水的功能，他就把那个，他放在那不动，不会去拿来交易的。那这个时候，那个能不能拿来储藏？而且他触碰不能拿的时候，不会发恶作。
有，就是有没有可能，就是说他使用这东西，然后在使用过程中又不犯恶作？
对，他就我其实想问的就是，他把一个有价值的东西的交换的那种功能给取消了，那这个东西。会不会从违禁物变成不违禁物？
你要说它那个这个东西违禁物并不是因为它有价值，应该说糖它也是有价值，这笔也有价值，但不是因为它有价值变成违禁物，而是说是就是那八种东西它是违禁物。
对，就是它把。
你就是违禁物，不是有价值的东西。
首先，那个违禁物是不能触碰的。
对。
然后，
那就是不能触的东西。
然后再是它把那个交换的价值交换的功能
给取消
了。然后那个违禁物就变成可触
不是它那个违禁物，并不是因为它是因为交换功能而是违禁物。你比方说它那个不可触里边，它别我希望你问这个问题。它那个是生米，它那个也是不可触物，但是并不是因为它有交换价值才不可触物。
那个就是给你简单，那个有一个人就有我这儿有录像，有一个人呢，他说这个拿这个玉石泡水喝了以后能那个让身体健康，就是实际上是他就是说可以当药用
啊。
然后在这个情况下，那个比如说居士说，哎，这个观点，你看这个泡水，
我
比较健康，这 OK 不 OK？
对，我。
但是那个玉石并不是什么，就是雕成那个什么样子。
我明白你
说
这我可以立刻问你。So he's asking that. So for example. jade is considered some kind of a jewelry, no? Jade is considered some kind of jewelry. So, but now some people is propagating that some kind of jade is containing some kind of minerals. So because of this, if you put some kind of jade into water, that will make the water more nutritious, something like that. So, but this jade itself is an untouchable item for bhikkhus, isn't it? So then, so basically we can take this question like this. So is it possible for a bhikkhu to use this jade as some kind of a source of mineral to as some kind of add-on to his drinking water without falling into offense? This is the question.
So you can do it by a layman, for example. Uh-huh. You can handle this jade.
Uh-huh.
He can keep it himself, and he can give you only the water.
Okay.
So like Kilambasa, for example.
Okay.
So that is one way, but monks should not touch it.
Uh-huh.
Because they also belong to untouchables.
Okay.
James and so on. There's dukkata by touching them.
Okay.
If you receive adnona dukkata,
okay.
That is why. Therefore now monks can't touch these things.
Uh-huh.
But you can keep it under samanera, for example. Samaneras can do that.
Samaneras
will do for defense. Except if they use it for to make money of that, of course, someone else can't use that also.
Mm-hmm.
So then, or lay people is much easier.
Okay.
Lay people, you can keep, if you trust, except if they steal it.
Okay.
So if you trust the lay people as well.
Mm-hmm.
So then, in that case now, it can be under their own control. You don't need to control that jet.
Mm-hmm.
Only whatever they give you,
mm-hmm.
the water you can receive and drink.
Okay. 他说这个地方就是还有一点就是你比库自己自己不能碰这个东西但是比方说你是用这个东西来去泡水或者说滤水那你可以让上马尼拉或者居士那个他吃这个东西然后他把他的滤好的或者泡好的水给你来捏自己用是可以的但是你自己无论如何是不能碰这个东西然后呢如果上马尼拉他这个东西的话你也要说就上马尼拉他虽然是可以用这个东西但是他不能拿这个东西去换金钱做交易什么这个对上马尼拉是不允许那但居士无所谓
最后那一句话我刚才讲的话没有听清没听懂哪一句话就最后一句就是那什么回答录音吧哦行那个就是那个刚才方便讲帮那个比库去接钱的话那个是不允许但是如果那个人接了以后再把那个钱给转给
就是答应那个施主，我把这个钱给了那个比库，那个比库应该，那个钱应该也对他来讲也不是恶作，应该是弥撒减八几滴。他也要一次三种方式之一吧，那次接受才可以，就是他自己那时接了，抓住他。然后你要问的就是这个，他是抓了钱之后还是说？
那个钱是属于是就是。
那个钱已经在这个比库的那个前面了，那这个是米斯金巴基底亚还是？你我问的是在哪个比库前面？是在那个就是他想给的那个比库前面了，对吗？那个钱已经放到就是他最终他想给的那个比库前面了。
第一个应该是恶作是吗？
对，第一个是恶作。
第二个的话？
第二个他如果是不能一样是不能一样是吧？不能用手拿起来或者拿起来，或者在心里边接受，那么你拿起来吧，这样。
对吧？嗯，还有一个就是那个，对于那个，就是胡贵的定义，中间有一个牵制，就他们在舍钱的时候做那个干妈，然后有一个贤能比库，说那个就是，合掌胡贵在那里。那个蹲具，
对称那种蹲具。
那个蹲具是就。 按巴利的原文来那个描述的话，到底是哪个姿势呢？是像那个就整个脚面都是贴在地上，还是需要一个脚？
So he's asking about the position, the exact posture of squatting. So he's asking that according to the Pali word itself, what is the exact posture of squatting? Is it possible to put both feet on the ground, or it must be some much
hanging in the air. He's asking the question.
It is on the toes.
On the toes.
Yeah, that is correct. The position is on the toes.
Both are on the toes like this.
Yes, on the toes and
okay.
And put your elbows here. That is correct. Yeah, that is the correct position of Ukutika.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the full-fledged Ukutika.
Mm-hmm.
But you can have it another position, for example, like this is okay, half position.
Mm-hmm.
Like full lotus posture and also half lotus posture,
mm-hmm.
like in the Pariyanga.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Buddha sits like in a full lotus posture.
Mm-hmm.
Some monks can see, they can have half lotus posture.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, all this lotus posture,
mm-hmm.
but you have full of half like that. So, and then you can have other, that like Burmese also, Indians, they put on the heels. They sit on the heels like that, squat on the heels. You can't do that.
Okay.
It's called, Chinese and Europeans can't do that. It's difficult.
Okay.
Europeans also have a problem with this.
Okay.
This, South East people, they can do it. Singhalese also can do it.
Okay.
Indians, very common.
Okay.
So then, on the heels.
Okay.
So therefore, either on the toes and on the heels or in between somewhere.
Okay.
So all are acceptable. Are acceptable. I mean the full-fledged,
uh-huh.
full-fledged, the real, Ukutika is on the toes.
This is correct.
The heels means you have to.
We need to draw pictures.
I can't do it myself because it's difficult. I will fold it up.
That's
it. But we have to squat like that to the. All are acceptable. All three are acceptable. But the full-fledged is with on toes.
There is a real life case in China. He said that some daik offered
a bigger amount of money to build a monastery. So of course this bhikkhu himself he does not accept money. So this money went to the Kapayan Karaka's account. But later this Kapayan Karaka he took this money and he ran away like that. So then he's asking that in such case is this suitable for the bhikkhu to call the police? And suppose he can. And after, if the policeman caught this Kapayan Karaka, is there any allowable way for the bhikkhu to ask this Kapayan Karaka to return this money, so that this monastery or the bhikkhu can make use of it? Like that.
So the wise policy is for the bhikkhu to inform the dayaka.
Okay.
Inform the dayaka.
Okay.
That what happened with Kapayan Karaka who stole the money.
Okay.
And then the dayaka has to pursue this case.
Okay.
The dayaka has to pursue. The monk, for example, can give him information.
Okay, okay.
About the name of the dayaka, about his email address, his telephone number, and so forth, so that the police can detect him.
Okay, okay.
So then, but the pursuing should be followed by the dayaka himself.
Okay.
He has to file the case. The dayaka has to file the case.
Okay.
Okay? Not the monk.
Mm-hmm.
Because you will see some other rules who interfere with this.
Mm-hmm.
How the monk can fall into trouble if he does it.
Okay.
The dayaka has to file the case because the real owner of the money is mm-hmm. not the monk.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the Kapayan Karaka, it's the real owner is the dayaka.
Okay.
So he has to pursue the case.
Mm-hmm.
The monk only can give information to him.
Mm-hmm.
How it happened, what date it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And his possible residents who had escaped, or that Kapayan Karaka escaped,
mm-hmm.
he can give all the information.
Mm-hmm.
The rest has to be done by the dayaka.
Mm-hmm.
And if they catch the thief,
mm-hmm.
and they bring the money,
mm-hmm.
this money has to go to the dayaka's hands.
Mm-hmm.
And after the dayaka has to decide what to do with this money.
Mm-hmm.
The monk has not to decide, no, you offer to the monastery, therefore it belongs to the monastery. There is no right like that.
Mm-hmm.
That is the dayaka's own money, his property.
Mm-hmm. So, 然后这个笔控他那个负责提供提笔事主提供这个关键概念相关的信息，他说然后这个后面整个的这个报案诉讼就是这个东西就是可能起诉就是诉讼这过程就是因事主这方面的因为这个钱的物主还是什么，既不是笔控也不是那个姓人，然后这笔控也不可以提供各种有用信息，比方说这个案子发生时间发生地点，然后这个奸人潜逃之后他可能在什么地方藏身，这种信息他都会告诉他事主，然后呢。
后面警察如果把这个监狱抓住之后呢，最后这个钱还是要交到事主手里，事主来决定这个钱应该怎么处置。然后你不能说这个钱已经捐给寺院，然后就是寺院或者比库处置，这个不对，钱还是事主。这个是法律的过渡期，可能过了多少天就无效。然后那个，第二个问题是那个佛像，就是我见过有那种镀金的那种佛像。
啊。
那个镀金的佛像，它一般是会，它不会那种敞开像普通佛，因为它是有镀金的，为保护镀金，是一个塑料盒子罩着的。像那种情况的话，有塑料盒子的那个比库能不能碰那个塑料盒子？还有那个镀金的那个佛像，比库可不可以接受？
镀金也是我得问一下，镀金。 He's asking that so for the two questions. First question that so before his question, he's asking that some dayaka offered a bhikkhu a golden statue. So then his question is that the main material of this statue is not gold, but the statue, for example, it may be bronze or copper, something like that. But there's a layer of
gold, which is a gilt on the statue, on the copper, something like that. So he's asking that, the first question, is it love for the bhikkhu to accept this kind of a statue? So, and the second question is that, so for example, if this statue is covered with a plastic box, and which cannot be opened, this is fully closed, you can never open that plastic box. So he's asking, is it allowed for these people to accept this thing and touch the plastic box, for example? This is the question.
If it is gold, real gold.
Not real gold, but only a layer of gold, a gilt on it.
Oh, okay, let's see the first question.
Mm-hmm.
Now this gilt, actually it is made from real gold, which is dust, no?
Yes.
They would, gold dust.
Oh, yes.
That's gold. And they make a paint of that.
Yes.
But actually it is gold.
Okay.
You can't deny that. So then, therefore now, for a monk, even a grain of gold, it is not to be accepted. Even a grain of gold. So if he accepts it from his service, Nisarga Pachitya. If he accepts it for the Chaitya, for the Vihara, for the Sangha, so what Dukkatas. So therefore, these also, now, for example, sometimes Thai people also, they have these gold leaves, and they could paste it, paste it on the Buddha Rupa, and they offer to the monk. And monk thinks, oh, how happy I am. He receives it. Nisarga Pachitya, he receives from himself, and Dukkata, he receives from the Sangha of the Vihara.
So. So this is the first question. Okay.
First thing, okay. Well. About the second, we'll explain that it's easy.
Okay, 然后是这个，所以你不能否认他还是那个纯金的金屑而已，纯金的金屑。然后是这个，所以你不能否认他还是那个纯金的金屑而已，纯金的金屑。然后是这个，所以你不能否认他还是那个金粒儿，就是哪怕是一个金粒儿，就是哪怕小小一个金粒儿都是不能接受的。所以说，对于这种东西东西也是一样，就是接受为自己接受的话，你才七八七加，为了为僧团或者为了其他塔什么接受，而是为所。然后他说那个不在泰国有一种情况，就是说那个方向是本身不是金，然后但是他拿个金叶贴在方向上，然后这正常也是一样的，就是为自己接受，您才七八七加，为僧人接受就是那个恶作。然后这是第一问，第二问他接着解释。
So then the other thing is now, if for example a monk goes to the Vihara and he sees such a Buddha statue which is covered with plastic, so and he touches only plastic, is no offense. So because the intention is just to touch the plastic. In that case, he does not fall into offense. That is easy to understand. Not much explanation is needed for that. Is accepting his problem. Accept now. If he accepts, the lay people offer to him a Buddha rupa gilded or gold, so what, into plastic, and they tell one day this is into plastic. You please accept it. But actually, what the monk wants to receive. The value is not in the plastic box. It is actually in the Buddha Rupa. He received the Buddha Rupa. So the statue. That is Nisarga Pachitya. If he received for himself, and Dukkata if he received for the Sangha and so on.
这样，就是说，比如说，你放上面那个有像塑料这个情况，如果这东西你不是接受这个东西，比方说你是上去摸一摸，塑料跟你因为你动心，你动心，你只知道你不可能摸到里边去，你只是摸摸塑料而已，那这是完全不犯。
但是如果说是那个别人拿塑料包装好的一个然后里边一个镀金佛像，这么交给你，然后你接受了，那你还是接受了这个金，还是一样的人，你或者犯你三千八千，或者很恶作。然后那个最后一个问题，因为那个现在北京的医院啊，里面付费用很多很多那个医院，它不是直接用钱或者刷卡，它是用一种就是像那个信用卡一样的一张塑料卡。 那个卡里面你用自己的身份证开了户以后啊，别人给你存上，反正不管谁的，往里存钱，它不是从往银行存，是在医院里往这个卡里存钱以后，这个卡呢只有一个用途，在医院里付各种药费啊那些费用，只能有这一个用途。
对，
然后呢？ 但是这个卡是实名制的。比如说我如果是北库，我回北京看病， 然后让我的家人
先给你往里边圈钱，然后你拿着卡，然后去那个啥，这是三门犯戒是吧？
对对，我就自己我去。
其实你可以举更简单的例子，比方说月票，那个地铁里边月票，就是他先往里边那个月票钱，然后把月票给你，你还能不能持有这月票？
对对，但是有一个问题是这样的，你比如说你看完了病以后不再用的卡了，你拿你自己的身份证本人去，你可以把钱。剩余的钱退回来，但是你不退之前，这个只能换药，不能换。
那个钱是退给你还是退给你家人？
就是谁去窗口退就给谁啊，只要有个身份证。
那他当时不是用你父母身份证开的吗？啊，不是，你父母用你身份证开的。
他必须用我，因为是我身份证。
哦，我没
有实质，
明白。
这问题就在这儿。
哦。那和月票还不太一样，月票换那钱是退不回来的，是吧？
月票
现在也可以退。
以前，对，北京市能退。
现在可以退了。然后，
你就没关系，月票也行，反正这个都一个意思。
好，那我能就用月票，我觉得月票还比较好说一点。嗯。So before I start, change
the rule. Because of Hukutika. Voilà, c'est voilà.
No, do you know there's a kind of monthly bus ticket? Monthly bus ticket. Electric monthly bus ticket. So, for example,
if you
yes, it's not a little bit different from coupons because it is like, for example, you save 100 rupees in that electric bus ticket. But you can only use that for taking a bus. You can send 100 rupees and you can use it for 10 times. 5 times, 100 times, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, problem is, this kind of bus ticket, if there's any balance, after you take this bus, if there's any balance on it, for example, this, at the very beginning you saved 100 rupees into this monthly bus ticket. But after several times of using, you still have some balance, for example, 30 rupees in it. And then you show the bus company your national ID card. So they can return this 30 rupees to you. They have this kind of function.
They return the money or what? The ticket?
The money. So for example, you can save money. Then when you go to the bus, you use this ticket, and they will cut the amount from the ticket. But then if you don't want to use this ticket anymore, for example, you go to another city or go to another country. Then you can go to the bus company again and show your national identity card, and then they will return this balance to you. So now his question is: so, for example, if his father or mother buy him a ticket like this, and is it allowed for him to use this this kind of bus ticket alone? He take this bus ticket by himself and use the ticket on the bus. This is the question.
Can use it with the intention that even if there is a balance, I don't want to have this balance, to reject this balance.
Uh-huh.
Mentally he rejects the balance, either there is some balance left.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so then he doesn't want to any refund.
Mm-hmm.
He would reject it.
Mm-hmm.
He must tell his parents beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
The balance, I can't receive anything, the money. So.
Okay.
Then it will go to you.
Okay.
So therefore now, but I don't know, I've never seen this kind of in Sri Lanka, they are not common.
Sri Lanka is not common, but many other countries are doing that.
Not common, no?
Yes, many other countries are. This
common.
Country, common. China is especially common.
I've never heard, like, you can refund your...
yes, you can refund, because this bus ticket you can use in this city, not necessarily you can use in another city. So if you save a lot of money, then very possibly you can get a big balance. So then, in that case, you have to get a refund.
You have to use it under the condition that you don't want to have it. That means, that is how actually what the monk can do it is he can spare some trips to the bus in order to save some money. For example, if it's $100,
mm-hmm.
so he can use it and half, and thinking, okay, the other half I will save for myself.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because he can go and ask for the money.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right.
Dangerous thing. But you tell he must make the he must declare that. So I give up this balance. I cannot make use of this balance. So this is applicable.
Yes, we can do it like that. Because actually now this bus ticket is not just to ask money back, no? The money has already been given, okay? Let's say $100 has been given, okay? And then the monk can use this and so forth. But actually the money has been given to the
company.
To the company.
Yes,
know,
yes, yes.
The company has the money, no?
Yes, yes, yes.
So then the monk does not own the money.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a receipt.
Yes, just a receipt.
Just a receipt, what you use to show that the control, the controller that is called, you have the right to travel.
Yes, yes, yes.
So in that case now, the monk can use it as a receipt.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't, with the intention not to refund, is called, to get any money back, whatever his balance is left over. He can give it, for example, if there's some balance left over, he can give it to somebody else, with intention to give it to somebody else, if he doesn't want to travel anymore.
他说这个问题是这样的，首先你这个月票里边的钱实际上已经给公交公司，或者你医院钱实际上已经给医院了，然后这个月票或者说你那个医院那卡只是一个凭证而已，就表示你有那个你有救济权利，或者说你有做社权利，所以说这个问题你可以这样处理，就是说你。
比方说你父母给你买买买买买这个月票或者医院卡的时候，你说我不接受，就是说这个余额的退款，我不接受余额退款，通通归你，或者说通通归另外一个什么什么人，或者说我这个月票我如果说没有余额还剩钱的话，我给别人，我绝对不用，你做这么一个决议，你确实没有概念，然后你也做这么一个决议，你确实没有干的，没有问题。
OK，
反正你问一下那个前面说的黄金啊、珠宝啊这些，或者是佛像或者有关物品，是不能接受的。银跟铜可不可以？银是肯定不可以的。银他刚才说他在里边说了银是不可以，然后铜可不可以？我问一下，铜是不能出的，我可以帮你问一下。铜是不能出的，我可以帮你，但是银是不能出的。
So he's asking that so monks cannot accept gold and silver. So he's asking that is it allowable for monks to accept copper?
No, copper it is people they use it for different purposes, no. But if copper is used as a currency, the currency they put the seal, they put something like that, then they use it as a currency. Okay, that is where the Vinaya interferes.
Okay.
Okay. So. Then that is why if the monk accepts this, because it becomes a currency, money coins made of copper.
Copper coins.
This is what actually he falls into the Sanghibachiti offense.
他说就看你这铜人做什么用，你这铜人是不是做货币用？如果铜不是做货币用的，没事，是做货币用就和金银是一样的。
Wood, we have learned all wood, no? No, wood also. Is the monk allowable to accept wood? But as well. You can accept wood, but if it is made into money, they put a design, something like that upon it, they put the value on that, you can actually go and buy it, use like money. So, then of course, it is. Now paper the same, paper the same, that's called. Paper, it is, these machines, they put paper, but on the paper they put some designs like that, and everything they put a value that is monetary value. It's monetary value. That is why the monk can't accept such this kind of paper.
他是这样的，这个就是和木头和纸一样，木头和纸也是一样，就木头和纸那个对比，或者说可不可以接受？当然可以接受，但是木头和纸如果被做成钱的话，那就不能接受。那我这样理解，就是说别人供养我铜像，铜的佛像很多的铜像，我接受，但是我决意它不是金钱的那个铜，我就决意它是一种制作佛像的一种铜。
你其实你连学艺都不需要学艺，你只要不拿铜像去交换成钱或者交换成现在物品，根本就不会犯戒。你连学艺都不需要学艺，
什么意思？
你不需要学艺，就是说你只要你不拿那个铜像去交换钱或者去交换什么其他物品，
接受可以啊，
对，接受接受，对，什么什么都不犯，对。
OK，
现在是有一个情况，是一个比库啊、和一个进人在外面游出游、看到一个路边乞讨者、一个比库，哎呦，我觉得慈悲心出来了，说被进人吸引说，哎，施舍一点金钱给他。
你就像是命令说，施舍一些金钱给他。
示意
啊，示意，这
么可怜、有两种情况、这个进人给出的钱是比库的资具、另外一种情况是进人自己的钱、这两种情况对这个比库来说有犯什么戒了？
So he's telling that one bhikkhu and his copy and character is walking on the street. So now this copy and character has two parts of money. One part of money is the bhikkhu's money. The bhikkhu's money means the daika's money offered to the bhikkhu. And another part of money is the copy and character's own money. So now while this bhikkhu is walking on the street, he's a beggar. He's a beggar. And he said, oh, this beggar is so poor, what a pity. So like that. And he made a gesture to this copy and character. Beggar. Something like that. To show this copy and character to give some money to this beggar. So now there are two cases. So the first case is this copy and character took some part of the bhikkhu's own money and give that money to the beggar. And the second case is that this copying character took his own money and give to that beggar. So he's asking that in these two cases, what offense did this bhikkhu fall into? This is the question.
It depends on the intention of the bhikkhu.
Okay.
It's not just physical gesture. It depends on his mind, the bhikkhu's mind.
Okay.
What is the intention? You have to ask him what is the intention of the bhikkhu.
This bhikkhu's motive is what? Bhikkhu's motive is what?
就是他本来就乞讨者就需要钱，我有钱，我给他钱。
啊，就是说用他自己钱，他动机是用他自己钱来给那个给那个给那个给那个给那个给那个给那个给那个给那个
跟你说，就两种情况，他有可能就直接跟你说啊，我字据里面拿200字据给这个。第二个情况，哎，你看这个这么可怜，你不是出去，你是我近人吗？我说你看看你现在有没有零钱，给一点零钱给人家。那个近人就把零钱自己的零钱给。
哦，那我
也是有两种，其实
你刚才
目的还是要给这个。
但你刚才跟我说是用手势的话，就是另外一种。你现在这么问题，那我问这问题说重新说一遍，因为你说用手势那是另一回事。So he wants to change this question a little bit to make things clear. So the first he has to mention that the intention of this bhikkhu is to is that he